Blog Talk Radio.
I still believe in marriage is made in heaven, and that love will conquer all. I've been hurt, but not deceived. Regardless to what has happened, I still believe.
Man.
at fitfamilyone.com. That's fitfamilyone.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends. It's good to be back in my chair. Jeez, oh man. I have not been in my chair in so long, it's a wonder it'll still fit me. I'm not quite sure. Stick is over there. I think we just burst his eardrums. Jeff, Stick is saying his eardrums about to pop. He's saying you got to turn it down. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600, and we got a new ASL thing going on here. ASL, you know ASL?
No, I don't know what ASL is.
ASL. American Sign Language. You can throw one.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, this means I can't hear him. Turn it down. And so Sticks is in studio, and Jeff is in studio, and it's good to be here with you. If anyone is coming out to Youngstown State this evening for their town hall, it has been postponed to a later date because of the weather. We're going to talk about the weather. I've got my own insight to this weather thing, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. The Browns won. That's what's wrong going on with the weather.
That's a wonderful thing.
That's why the weather has turned upside down. And what else is going on? The election. President Obama will not be in Youngstown today. He has turned his tail and gone back to the White House. He's going to send Biden in his place.
But he did go. He did do something in Florida this morning.
No, he came home. He went to Florida last night.
Okay.
They touched down, they stayed, they turned around, they came home. So he did do that. So President Obama is not campaigning right now. He is sitting at the White House doing his job because of what's going on with the storm. What else is going on today? You went to see Romney Ryan on Friday.
Yeah.
And they said there was a tremendous crowd there.
Like 12,000 people.
They only said 8, see.
I heard 12 from one source. They announced at the rally there was 10 there, and there were still people coming through the gates.
Well, I will say this. I'm going to talk about this a little later on. I'm going to try to slow down. I'm going to try to slow down. Because there is some issues that I have with the manipulation of the press still. And I was watching something on yesterday, because, you know, Sunday is my down day.
Uh-huh.
And local call, you hold on. I'll pick you up in just a second. The number here is 347-945-5229. And it was on a network called Current. I think it's called Current.
That's Al Gore's network, and they're going bankrupt.
Well, they need to go bankrupt. They need to, hold on. Not only they need to, see, I do not believe in the fair doctrine practice. I have a problem with that. But I do have a problem when the whole networks, all of them, are disingenuously unfair and biased.
Right.
And when I say that, I'm watching this Current, and they have a segment about Mitt Romney. And the segment about Mitt Romney was about him being a Mormon. And so they go through the polygamists. They bring Jeffries in. They bring in, the families and why they do this. Now, it's my understanding that polygamy has been out of the Mormon religion for years.
Yeah.
And Mormons are, quote-unquote, not Christians, but they are a religion. And they made this. They didn't talk about all the things. They talked about how they ostracize people when you go to leave, and how cultish it is. They talked about all that. And so that was about Mitt Romney.
Yeah. And let me guess, everything about President Obama was.
Oh no! Let me get to President Obama. I said, okay, I don't mind you bringing up about the Mormon religion. I don't have a problem with you bringing about up all this because it's true.
Right.
The Mormons, they do have a very close-knit
right.
They're religion. It really is. And I won't call it a cult, but I will call it something that's not me. Okay? I will not call it a quote-unquote believers, Christian, Pentecostal religion. I will not do that because it's not.
Socially, they're very close to Amish.
But very much so. Very, very much so. So The next one is about President Barack Obama. So I'm listening, and they talk about how when he was a child, they went to the earliest interview that they could find, and when he was a child, he was with a guy who was who studied under Saul Alinsky,
right?
And that's what shaped his mindset. And I said, okay, this is good. Keep on going. And it was very socialistic. But then they jumped over him living in Hawaii. And next thing I knew, he was coming out of college and how great he was as a community organizer for voting in Chicago. And how he did so much for everybody that was black in Chicago, and that he always came back to help for the people behind it. And they continued this story for the whole hour. Nothing else. Not about how he turned his back on folks. Not how he pushed Bobby Rush out of the race. Not how he pushed people around. They didn't bring any of that in.
Right.
Not how he went to Jeremiah Wright's church to learn how to have a black cadence to understand African Americans. None of that. I said, well, you know what? Y'all could at least told some of the truth.
I bet you they didn't mention Frank Marshall Davis at all, did they?
Not one name.
Never. Never, ever, ever.
About how he wrote his book and why he wrote his book, because his book was supposed to be about voting rights, but he changed it over to his memoirs. Local call, your mic is on.
Yes, how are you? I'm the fellow that spoke with you. I'm from New York. I have the house here. I'm down in Youngstown. You said I could come down.
Yeah?
I'll give you a call, and I did.
But
how are you? I wanted to know, because I was telling you when the last time I spoke with you, I was complaining about the different cultures that had come to America that were getting free education and all the other things, and you all said that wasn't true. And I had said that we wouldn't be able to speak about everything on the radio, but I would like to, I would pay for it. We could have a luncheon, you, me, and your staff, and one of my neighbors wants to come. We need to sit down and talk some things out about Youngstown.
Okay.
And so that's why when I get back, I call you. I'm back. Got back. I left Friday night trying to beat the weather, and I had to have more things done down at the house.
So I know why you're here. I know why you're here. They told everybody that they could get out of New York and out of that East Coast, came back to Ohio. I understand. I'd have left, too.
Yep.
Well, I was trying to decide on that. I didn't want to stay there and have to evacuate, and I didn't want to stay there and see anything happen bad, and I didn't want to get caught up in it anyway, and I was coming this way anyway. I have scheduled the electrician to work this morning. He has to do some work in the garage house. So he'll have to come Wednesday if it lets up. But before I go back, I'll be down here for a week. Then I got to go back to New York. So how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And let me say this. So just as a caveat, there are people who do come in here on visas that do go to school at no charge. But as far as them getting the $15,000 and don't pay taxes for 10 years, all that's not true.
Well, I hear this much, that people are getting some type of a grant of some sort for their business, and they keep returning it over into their family so that it never runs out. That's quite a bit in South Carolina, and you say that's not also true?
Not in Ohio. Not in Ohio, because the people that I've talked to from other places that are here, every state has its own. Every state is autonomous to every other state. That's why they have different laws, different rules, and different things that they go on. You have federal visas. There are people that are here on education visas, and I will say some of them, for whatever cause, they do something. But as far as for one time, we used to think that all of the Arabs that came here for free, and then we paid them to start up stores, and they didn't pay taxes for 10 years. And then that's why they changed over. What I have found that not to be true, but what I have found is what they do is they have a very good way of networking within their family, even if they don't like their family. Because, see, they take their family in, and they fuss and they cuss, but they build from there. And that's something that we have not yet learned. Well, listen, if you want to get together, give me a call off the air. You know, I'm live.
Okay, you have a cell phone number. May I say what it is?
330-720-0000.
Oh, you can't. 9600, the last four numbers?
No, that's the local call. You're live on the air, honey. We're live. 9600 is live on the air.
Oh, let me get that number.
330-720-0000. Man, you know I'm live on the air.
All
giving out my cell phone number. I'm trying to do this quick. You got to be quick.
Yes, 330-720-0000.
That is it.
Oh, okay then. All right. Thank you very
You're very welcome.
Okay, we will call. When should I call?
Whenever, after 3 o'clock. Because right now this is talk radio, and you on my airtime.
Okay then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you and bye bye.
Jeff, don't start.
Oh,
you know
that's
what?
Better than Steve calling for Diva.
Y'all wrong.
Oh man, I'm loving
you're,
it.
You're wrong. So what y'all do this weekend? I know you went to see Romney Ryan.
Yep.
You learn anything that you didn't know?
No. I mean it was a really good event. They had the Oak Ridge Boys singing, and the lady that played Raymond's wife did the introduction.
I saw that Patricia Hinton.
Yeah.
I saw that. I guess she's supporting Romney.
Yeah, she's from Cleveland. I didn't know that.
I found out why the Democrats are not harping on Mitt Romney's religion.
Why not?
Do you know Harry Reid?
Hey, oh, yeah, I know.
Well, I'm calling from Philadelphia. I think the reason why they don't harp on his religion because Romney stated from the outset that you can't hold a person's beliefs against them if they're running for public office.
Don't get it twisted, listen.
You got to understand. See, you can't throw mud if you got mud on you, and you don't want the mud to boomerang. So if you come after one, you got to come after all. And
there's a lot of Mormons
and that are elected, and you can't come after all because some of them happen to be Democrats, like Harry Reid. So if you whatever mud you throw at Romney, you got to throw it at Harry Reid, and you can't throw both ways because you need Harry Reid to be in that seat out there in Nevada.
And also, Billy Graham took Mormonism off of the list of cult religions in America.
Yes,
right?
He did. Yes, he did.
I'm not quite sure why he did that.
Because he knows
mainstream.
No, that's not why he did it, and it will probably go back up there later
after election.
Because you have to understand that Billy Graham understands what we believe as well, and that is you better change leadership in this country right now, and we don't want to do anything to hurt the change. We'd rather have a new devil in there and go from there because what we have is killing us.
But I said something earlier to someone.
But also, I think, currently, I think that the situation with the income disparity in the country and the problems with health care insurance, that Obama may get a second term.
But let
me say
that.
A lot of people are very disenfranchised in the country currently. Even if they are working, they're working at income levels that haven't changed in at least 5 or 6 years. And yet the rates of inflation have gone up.
No, they haven't.
Let me say this. Let me throw this out to you because I realized something. I said it earlier before I came on the air. Do you realize that you're really not voting for the personality, you're voting for the platform? When we go to the convention, the first thing that happens is you vote on your platform.
Mm-hmm.
And this platform is a very, very long procedural process. You have to realize whoever is in the seat is the person who drives the platform. We are not understanding that there is a platform process that we ignore and we vote on personalities of what and sound bites. And no one really reads into the platform of where the agenda or where the driver, the directions that they're going. And I don't believe, when I look at this election, I don't know if President Obama is going to win or not. I don't think he's going to take Ohio, and I've got my reasons for that.
Yeah, me too. Well, if he doesn't take Ohio, he doesn't win.
Well, I don't know, because if you look at...
If
he gets Colorado and Wisconsin, he doesn't have to have Ohio.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's going to take Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, he's not going to take Pennsylvania. He needs to take all the big states like that. He has to have Florida. He's behind in Florida.
Well, I recently saw on Meet the Press when he talked about the Electoral College, and he only needs three of the big states to get the Electoral College vote of 270. Now, Mitt Romney may get the popular vote, but he may not get the Electoral College vote.
No.
Whoever is the incumbent, they have an advantage in getting the Electoral College vote.
We understand that. But the one thing that you have to take a look at, and like I said, I'm not going to tell you I know what's going to happen, but I'm going to tell you this, is that you need to look at these things and look where Romney was 5 and 6 points behind, and right now he's tied. And in internal polls, you have to look at what the internals are saying, because that's why you see Obama and Romney here. Romney's trying to hold on to the little slight lead he has here in Ohio, because on the internals, they both know that Romney's ahead.
Well, Jeff, I'm not looking at the poll. I'm looking at the people, and
I'm looking at the number of yard signs I'm seeing, and I'm not seeing very many Obama yard signs.
Well,
or bumper stickers.
They say they didn't distribute as many this year. That was what they said.
Well, yeah.
But let me say this. I'm really looking at the mindset. I'm looking at the abstracts from the years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize President Obama did not do overwhelmingly great here in 08 in Ohio, and where we live, in Mahoning Valley.
But I also think the demographics of the country have changed in a way that people don't fully realize. And the Republican Party has not tapped into the Hispanic or some of the Asian voters.
But they didn't in 08 either. So that's nothing new. They didn't tap into the Asian and to the Hispanic voters in 08. When you saw that old man with a bunch of old white men standing behind him, he wasn't tapping into nothing in there.
Because
Obama won because of the female vote.
Because I think at this point, in order to get the big states like Florida, California, New York,
Romney will never get those. Those are throwaway states. They're never going to.
But the way the Electoral College is formulated, you have to win those states to win the presidency.
No, you don't.
You know what? Let me give you a lesson, okay? Okay. You will not find a Republican winning New York or California.
Except Ronald Reagan, and that's because he was from California.
Reagan
took 49 states.
And did he take New York?
He took everything but Minnesota.
You will not find a Republican winning New York and California.
No. Not unless they're a favorite son.
Even if they're a favorite son.
Yeah.
Because the son is now favorite, and there's no way. So Texas, and you're not going to see Texas go Democrat.
No, that ain't going to happen either. The thing is, everybody I'm listening to say if they're at a dead heat, Obama's lost.
Well, what's happening is, and what I'm saying is, and looking at the abstracts, the voting abstracts, the abstracts are what come off of the precincts
mm-hmm.
when people vote, which is a very, very small section. So everyone has a precinct, and when you look at the numbers there, President Obama did not do well in the Mahoning Valley in 08. As a matter of fact, he didn't do as well as Jay Williams did when he ran.
This is true.
Aha. Uh-huh. There were a lot of people that voted for him, voted for President Obama because they felt that he could do something good for the urban communities. And he has not done anything good for the urban communities as well as for the nation at large in their mindset, nor for the economy. And he will not get that vote again. And they're not. And they don't want to come out and be called a racist,
right?
Because you know, black people are voting Barack Obama, all but about five. I'm serious.
Yeah, you're
black
right.
People,
you're
and
right.
So black people are a throwaway vote, also.
I disenfranchised someone's vote today. Thank you.
Why? How did you do that?
I voted.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and I mean, canceled out somebody's vote. Couldn't take it anymore.
You voted today, huh?
No, yes, I did.
It was a
decent size line. It wasn't real. I waited 20 minutes.
Oh, you didn't wait enough 3 hours?
No, I wouldn't wait 3 hours.
Why wouldn't you wait 3 hours?
I wouldn't have to, first of all, because I'm going to work on election day. So, you know, ain't nothing
you
happening.
But would you wait 3 hours to vote?
No.
Even if you had to?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to. I don't think it's necessary.
You would wait 3 hours to vote?
If it was one day and I had to stand there for 3 hours and wait, you better believe it.
If I had to be the first one in, I'd have to be the last one out. I'm not going to wait 3 hours to do nothing like that.
But Philadelphia, to be perfectly honest, so that you know, there are states that are already set in stone. That's what makes Ohio a swing state. It swings black, red, and blue. Pennsylvania swings red and blue. Colorado, these states swing even by your governors. They swing back Republican, Democrat. That's what makes them swing states. New York and California, they have their own Fruit Loop agendas, and they'll never become red or blue.
Wisconsin's leaning towards Romney now.
Yeah. Iowa came out yesterday and endorsed Romney.
The Des Moines, all four major newspapers in Iowa have endorsed Romney now.
The Vindicator endorsed Obama.
But I thought in terms of the Electoral College, it depends on they give the number of delegates based on the proportion of the population within the most populous states. So, therefore, if you have a very populous state like California, New York, Florida, they're going to get more delegates towards the Electoral College.
We understand that. That's why there's a base there. There's a base that if you go to Real Clear Politics and check on map, or even if you go to CNN and go to their map, you'll see that some states are already red and blue automatically.
Yep. Texas cancels out California.
They shoot out, and I'll give you a list. South Carolina, your mic is on. You'll see that happening no matter what. Listen, let me take my break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery. Join Turning Point Counseling Services on Thursday, November 8th for a special discussion with Dr. Brandi Kelly on how to deal with the holiday blues. Many people experience an increase in depressed mood, anxiety, and substance abuse. Dr. Kelly will explore ways to cope with the holiday blues. Find out more. Call Turning Point Counseling Services at 330-744-2991. That's 330-744-2991.
The Curiosity Shop, located in Canfield, Ohio on Route 224, is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Buckman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. The White House has issued a statement saying President Barack Obama will not come to Youngstown today for a rally at the Covelli Center. Instead, Vice President Joe Biden will appear with former President Bill Clinton. Electric utilities that make up the East Coast operating areas of Ohio-based First Energy Corporation are preparing for the worst from Hurricane Sandy. The hurricane could affect an 800-mile area from the East Coast to the Great Lakes. Akron-based First Energy asked customers to take all necessary precautions. The company has 6 million customers in 6 states. A new poll shows President Barack Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney dead even in Ohio. The poll published yesterday by Ohio's biggest newspapers shows Obama and Romney each with 49%. The poll was conducted among 1,015 likely voters who were reached by landline telephones and cell phones between October 18th and the 23rd. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
Hi, my name is Joe Sonka, and I'm running to serve as your Columbiana County Commissioner. I've been privileged to live in this community for almost 40 years, and I believe we need common sense, honesty, and energy in the Commissioner's office. I promise to work hard and will always tell you the truth. I'd be honored to have your support. My name is Joe Sonka, and I hope I can count on your vote on November 6th.
Paid for by the Friends of Joe Sonka, Cindy Sonka, Treasurer.
On November 6th, Ohio voters have a clear choice between two very different visions for the future. With Barack Obama, you're looking at more of what got us into this mess. Mitt Romney offers a real plan to get Ohio and America moving in the right direction again. Here's Mitt Romney.
The question Ohio families are asking is who can bring back the jobs? Under President Obama, we've lost over 500,000 manufacturing jobs, and China has passed us in manufacturing. I'll stand up to China. I have a detailed plan to create 12 million new jobs, including producing our own energy in the ground in Ohio.
Learn more at MittRomney.com/jobs plan. It's clear. Ohio families simply can't afford four more years like the last 4 years.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com. Or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back, and you listen to Tracy and Friends, and I am Tracy, and Jeff and Stick are in studio with me. The number here is 347-945-5229. I want to hear from you today. I forgot what I was going to say, but it was really cute, and it was a little light.
See, you blew it.
South Carolina and Philadelphia is on the phone with us. It was a little light, but I guess it wasn't meant for me to say it loud. Let me, somebody in the chat room before we pull up the lines too far, they asked me in reference to, they asked me to explain the platform, what it is, and what the parties follow, what party, how the parties follow the platform. Mm-hmm. The platform is brought together by a representative of every state. And inside, it's part of the RNC. You have your local party, you have your state party, which your local party feeds into your state party, and your state party feeds into your national party. So your state central committee people actually sit on a board or a convening committee, and we choose someone to represent us, which is usually a chair and someone else at the RNC, which is the Republican National Committee. And when we go, when they go in there, they have to have a platform committee, and so they pick people to put together the platform of the party. Now this goes for both the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. Very little of a change for the most part. They pretty much mirror each other down the line, except for when it comes to their platform. And so when you look at their platform, this platform is driven by what they're going to, how they're going to push and what their agenda is. They have a plan for how they're going to get what they want to get done, whether it be social issues, whether it be foreign policy, whether it be military, whether it be economic. They tell you that either it's going to be top down, up, top up, more taxes, no taxes, up taxes, side taxes, whatever it says. So whoever is the president of the United States, usually that person is the driving force of the platform that is established by their party.
Right.
So if you think that you're actually voting for platforms and not personalities. And everyone who is a voter should read the platform. If you want to know what's going on with your person that you're voting for, you should read your platform. And you can go online and you can Google Republican platform for 2012 and Democrat platform for 2012. And every 4 years when we go to the convention, the platform changes. And before we even open, when we open up the meeting, when we open up the convention, we automatically pass the platform. Then from there on, then we go through the nominating process of the vice president and the presidential nominee. But the platform is what drives your whole party for the next 4 years. And platforms change every 4 years. So you should do that. I hope that explained it. South Carolina, your mic is hot.
Yeah, I'm just kind of listening and wondering if they're going to blame this this storm on God.
No, they're going to blame it on Bush.
That's right. I mean, Bush huffed and he blew the East Coast in.
Listen, they might as well blame it on God. They can't do nothing but say he did it.
Hey, I go out to the aircraft carrier in the Atlantic.
Bush did it.
Yeah, I got an interesting little anecdote for Friday night, though.
What's that?
Kind of plays in with this God thing. The Oak Ridge Boys were supposed to open the convention with the national anthem.
Okay.
And, of course, the first day was canceled. They said word came down on high that Mitt Romney wanted to see them on prime time singing Amazing Grace. That's pretty amazing.
Mm. Well, that's not allowed.
Why not allowed?
You know that's not allowed in America.
What's not allowed in America?
You can't sing it. Or have the Oak Ridge Boys singing
Amazing Grace
on anything but Christian TV.
They did it.
They did it.
Oh, my goodness.
We say
the world didn't collapse either.
Hey, are you sure?
Philadelphia.
The storm is coming.
But also when it comes to the,
Let me say this to you because you asked some questions. Right now, California is Obama. Illinois is Obama. Vermont is Obama. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Delaware, Maryland, and D.C., and Hawaii, and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Those are absolutely Obama states.
Mm-hmm.
Romney has Alaska, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, West Virginia, North Dakota, Maine, Wyoming, Utah, and Iowa.
Yeah. But
those are,
and South Carolina.
And South Carolina. No, you're leaning still. Hold on, you're leaning
but
still.
I also think Obama's going to get a lot of votes in Texas because of the immigration issue.
But, sweetie, they don't count. See, you can get a lot of votes, but if you're – it's like right now, everybody's standing in line forever in Maryland. But they don't understand that it's already blue.
Yeah.
So you can stand in line 45 days and it's still going to remain blue.
I personally think the election is going to – that this year is going to look like it was in 2000, where the popular vote and electoral college vote are going to be split and you're going to have to go to the Supreme Court.
No, that's not why they went to the Supreme Court.
No.
They went to the Supreme Court because they couldn't decide who won Florida. No, if it's tied, if the Electoral College is tied,
then
it goes to Congress.
Now, there is a
House of Representatives.
There is a scenario that it can be tied.
Yes.
And if they get 269 apiece, then more than likely your House will vote for your president, which
Romney
will be
Romney.
President, hold on, and your vice president, your Senate will vote for your vice president, and it would be Biden. You got to understand that.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you are.
If there's a tie, that's what's going
to
happen.
And so Romney would never have to worry about being assassinated.
Absolutely not.
Because nobody in his right mind, they would kill. They'd have to kill both. Both Romney and Biden
it depends on who wins the House.
But also I think that a lot of these polls are misleading. I think you're going to get a Bradley effect when people actually go into the voting booth and they're going to change the vote in the voting booth. And I think you're going to find that a lot of people are going to vote one way and they said on the poll that was taken that they would vote for a particular candidate, but they're going to change their vote at the last minute.
Right. But historically, that's been the other way around. More people have said they're going to vote for Obama than actually do. Historically.
People are going to vote their pocketbooks. I don't care.
Everybody but black folks.
People are going to vote their pocketbooks.
Black folks gonna stay where they at. That's the issue. Yeah. The question is, can you get enough black folks out to swing the vote? That's the issue. That's why voter suppression.
But
that's why they're pushing this thing.
African Americans is more of a racial pride type thing. You have
No, right now their pride right now. They told them if you don't vote for Barack Obama, they're gonna put y'all back in chains.
Put y'all all back in chains. That man's gonna be in our town today, Tracy.
So what they've
done
is
those comments are not believed. But people don't believe those comments.
Yes,
they do.
You want to make a bet?
Yes.
You
want
to make a bet? Go to my Facebook site and look at these idiots that post on my site. They're scared to death of something like that.
They're afraid that they're going to be put back in slavery. They're not going to be able to vote when they – hold on. They're going to be able to not vote when they don't vote.
Right.
And
I'm saying the primary reason why they're going to vote for Obama is out of a sense because he's a black man and they want to see a black man in the White House.
Not this time,
brother. And they think that the whites in America don't want that. And that's the reason why they're going to turn out to vote for Obama.
They vote for Obama because he's a Democrat. They vote for Obama because he's a Democrat, and for some reason they believe that.
He's a Democrat, and they also want to see a black person in the White House. That's also a reason why.
Condoleezza Rice could be running for president, and we would not support them.
That's right.
Well, the reason why they don't vote for Condoleezza Rice is because they believe she's a sellout.
So why do they believe she's a sellout?
Working for Bush, who was a slave master.
Why would they not support Herman Cain? Why don't they support Alan West? Tell me. It's because they believe that Republicans, Republicans, are sellouts. So you have to understand they manipulate black people. They manipulate them based on emotion so that they can control them.
The reason why the black community has voted Democrat for so many years is because we were told by the leadership the only way you're going to get jobs in America, you're going to have to get it through the public sector, through the government. So therefore the Democrats believed in expanding government, public sector jobs, which a lot of African Americans were able to get. And it was very difficult for African Americans to break into the private sector.
Are you hearing what you're saying?
That's the reason
and how
why
is that
they
working
voted
for us?
The Democratic Party.
How is that working out for us? Go ahead, Chicago.
What it has done is it's expanded corruption in these big cities where African Americans live. There's high levels of corruption because the labor unions are the ones that control these big cities.
Hey, Philadelphia, what about the fact that prior to 1900, you were creating more African-American millionaires per capita than you were white people?
But
that occurred because of the period of Reconstruction. Because the country had just gone through a civil war and they were trying to include African-Americans
We were smarter than we were wiser than.
And Americans become Congress people and governors in the first
in Philadelphia
of Reconstruction.
Philadelphia. Let me ask you something. Who's better at playing football, the coach or the players? Who's better at playing football, the coach or the players? I don't care. I'm not talking about anything specific about black players, white players. I'm talking about players,
period. It's a team sport. You have to have good coaching and good players. It has to be a combination of both.
When it comes down to it, you got players on the field. If you put all the coaches on the field versus the players, who's going to win that game?
But also, if you don't have good coaching and good strategy, you can have the best players, but you're not able to execute.
He ain't going to answer that question. He got to give you a commentary.
Right.
Chicago, go ahead.
Well, I think the movie Moneyball basically showed how average players can win games if you have great management and great coaching. To put together a team sport to win the game when you're looking at statistics. First off, back to politics, though. President Obama is not going to have the same black turnout that he had back in 2008. The Latinos are basically just stabbed him, played politics with him and stabbed him in the back because they basically got what they wanted before the election even happened. And that was basically amnesty. So they don't care who gets in now.
Well, you know, if the other thing too is the progressive movement is not as hot behind Obama because they find him to be a weak leader. And
it don't matter. It depends on who you talk to. Like myself, it's certain people that run America. They've been running since 1913. So they can play any mini mighty mo who they want to get in there, either Romney or Barack. They still have the guy that they want. But Barack Obama, he's not going to win Ohio. So now he knows that he can't cater to the black vote in Ohio because he has nothing for him. So now he's going to cater probably to those other two swing states to see if he can get those votes to get reelected, which is going to be very difficult.
Well, see, this is the issue. You got to understand they're banking on the union. They're banking on the unions.
Yeah, right.
They're banking on the unions to be able to manipulate the vote, to herd up the cattle,
right,
to get them to the polls.
The main union is the SEIU, that's the healthcare union.
Before you go there, you got to understand that's what the last 3 days of the voter suppression issue was about Ohio, because they need to get these buses out so they can pick up all these people and make sure they get on
people today.
And make sure, no, was it the van or was it the bus?
Van people.
Oh no, Jeff. This upcoming Friday, they're gonna have buses. They're gonna have 52 passenger buses picking up people at their churches.
I know.
And taking them to the polls, not because they didn't want them to vote, but because they got to get everybody who has not voted to the polls before election.
Right.
Then they're going to turn around and go Tuesday and vote again.
No. Definitely not. No. No.
Some
hey, man,
of them
no.
Will.
I'm telling you.
Some
vote
of
early
them.
And often.
No.
Vote early and often,
no.
Man.
You know, I told somebody over the weekend, I said, you guys don't understand. Dead people have voted in Mahoning County.
Yeah.
They said, tell us, there's never been voter fraud. I said, y'all know dead people have been voting in Mahoning County for years. Before Obama was born, dead folks was voting in Mahoning County.
Right.
Why don't people believe that?
Well, they do, but they think it's only Republicans that do it.
The number is 347-945-5229. Listen, let me take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. I know we're having a lot of commercials right now, but it is election season, and I need to make sure all these get out. We'll be right back.
There's a Fidelity U.S. coach running the road today. Why aren't you on it? Fidelity U.S. coach in Boardman and Alliance and WSOM are going pink with a donation to the American Breast Cancer Association for all charters and tours booked for a limited time. U.S. coach has money-saving day and overnight trips for you to all the regions, new and exciting casinos and shopping destinations. Call 1-800-US-COACH and go pink this season with U.S. Coach and WSOM.
How did we get here? Dad's in the hospital again. Mom is so confused. Where am I going to find help? Do I put them in long-term care? What about rehab? The hospital called and I've got to make a decision.
These questions are part of the stress someone feels when they're caring for someone they love that's getting older. If the stress of caring for your own family and for your elderly loved one is becoming too much, Ivy Woods Manor in North Lima is a guardian elder care facility that provides a secure environment and expert care. Each member of our community is treated with compassion and understanding. We offer skilled nursing and advanced specialty short-term rehabilitation, as well as memory care and cognitive health management, all in a quiet, peaceful setting in North Lima. Our state-of-the-art facilities and expertly trained staff ensure that your elderly loved one gets the compassionate care they need. Find out more about Ivy Woods Manor in North Lima online at ivywoodsmanor.com or call 330-549-3939.
Hello, I'm Linda Boland. I'm seeking your support to return as your Columbiana County treasurer. For nearly a generation, you have honored me by allowing me to serve Columbiana County in positions of trust. I've worked hard to maintain your confidence, and I promise to continue to work hard to protect the families of Columbiana County. My name is Linda Bolin, and I'd like to have your support for Columbiana County Treasurer on November 6th.
Paid for by Friends of Linda Bolin, Thomas L. Bolin, Treasurer.
The Northeast Ohio Ford dealers, Cumulus Radio of Youngstown, and the Rotary Clubs of Canfield and Youngstown want to make a difference this fall by partnering with Operation Warm. This organization strives to provide new coats to children in communities across the nation. Our goal this year is to donate 1,500 brand new coats for kids in our area to keep them warm this season. Coats will be distributed by the local Salvation Army. If you would like to contribute to Operation Warm and Coats for Kids, you'll find more info at the Ford dealer's website, drive1ohio.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care.
Join Turning Point Counseling Services on Thursday, November 8th for a special discussion with Dr. Brandy Kelly on how to deal with the holiday blues. Many people experience an increase in depressed mood, anxiety, and substance abuse. Dr. Kelly will explore ways to cope with the holiday blues. Find out more. Call Turning Point Counseling Services at 330-744-2991. That's 330-744-2991.
Hello, I'm Linda Bolin. I'm seeking your support to return as your Columbiana County Treasurer. For nearly a generation, you have honored me by allowing me to serve Columbiana County in positions of trust. I've worked hard to maintain your confidence, and I promise to continue to work hard to protect the families of Columbiana County. My name is Linda Bolin, and I'd like to have your support for Columbiana County Treasurer on November 6th.
Paid for by Friends of Linda Bolin, Thomas L. Bolin, Treasurer.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here at WSOM AM 600. It is 7 minutes to the hour of 1 o'clock. I've got to take another break for the news at the top of the hour. So would you say yes?
Where are those cue cards that say, we're back up? Make one for that, okay?
Oh.
I got you.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah.
You know, I got to take another break in 7 minutes. I got to go break for the news. What? This is the new theme song. It really, really is. I'm afraid of America. And I don't do white rock like that. I don't. I don't do that. That's just not me, but I gotta say.
You know what I did this weekend?
What'd you do, Jeff?
I did the song She's Come Undone. You remember that one?
By Harlem?
You remember She's Come Undone? You might have been a country fan.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. She's come undone.
That was a beautiful song.
It's cold.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
The number is 347-945-5229. I appreciate all of you that are listening in. I want you to call in. I said it kind of fast, didn't I? 347?
Very fast.
945-5229. And I keep people on their toes.
You can be that guy at the end of those commercials that have to get in all the disclaimers in the last 5 seconds.
But you don't have to call me Johnson.
But you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
Local call, your mic is on.
Hi, Tracy.
Yes.
Hey, sweet girl. I saw you when Paul Ryan was over at YSU, and you are an attractive woman.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Hey, I mean that as a sister in the Lord.
We are auctioning her off, sis. We're trying to auction her off.
Listen, I found...
she's lovely. She was taking pictures like crazy, and there was a man sitting by me, and I said, oh, I wonder if that's Tracy Winbush. I couldn't get to you because of where I was seated. And he said, it is. So, see, even people in the community, they know you're a local celebrity.
I'm not a local celebrity. I'm just Tracy, and my picture's at the post office.
Oh. Hey, I've got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I appreciate so much that little bit of history this morning about what would happen in the event of a tie vote. This is my question. You know, all this early voting, what would happen, God forbid, but what would happen if you early vote and the vote goes for say either one.
Okay.
And then they pass away. Would it be automatic that the vice presidential candidate would take over, like in the case of Romney Ryan?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that would be how it would be succeeded. I'm not sure. I'd have to research that a little bit. I've never thought about that one.
Well, that was a concern to me because, but, you know, conspiracy theory people, they say, you know, they get you to vote early for somebody, but then if for some reason there was an airplane crash or whatever, would it be assured that the next...
I would say so.
No, I would disagree with you because that person has not actually taken the office yet.
Doesn't matter.
There would have to be a new election.
No, it couldn't be a new election.
Okay, I wondered about that.
We'd have to research it, but we've researched that, but I don't think it could be a new election.
I don't know, but they have Rasmussen has Romney up by 2 in Ohio today.
I will say this. I tell you what my concern is. We have all of this early voting. And we have this storm that's coming in, and I want to talk about that a little bit in a minute. And I believe, I want to know what happens if people can't vote on Tuesday.
Well, they talked a little bit about that on the news, and they said that if the power was down, that they could do paper balloting, but it would take months to count the votes.
But the question is because, I mean, we have generators, we have ways to make that happen. My question is, what happens if if the power's out in New York City?
Yeah.
Or you're evacuated and you can't get to your precinct station.
That's correct. What will they do on Tuesday?
It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt Obama with
this.
What'd you say, Chicago? Hold on, lady. Hold on.
It's going to hurt Obama with the black woman vote because you know they don't like to get their weed wet.
No. I'm serious. Because, see, we got people voting early. But my question is, what happens if you can't vote on election day because of something? Is there a provision for that? Or do they change it? Do they extend it? Can they extend it past that Tuesday?
I'm telling you.
Yes, South Carolina.
It's going to be like 2000 all over again.
Yeah.
Now that's why I asked the question. Are they going to blame God for this one? Okay. Because you know, I'm serious, Tracy. Are they going to blame God?
They can't possibly
for this
do it. You know why?
They'd have to recognize
why?
There was a
they'd
God.
They have to recognize there is one, and they didn't even want to put him in the party platform. So what?
Hmm.
You saw that vote. You heard those claps. Those claps that said no were large, and the ones that said yes, they were significant, but they were not the whole party. They were not the majority.
Hey, guys, I got to take my break. It's the top of the hour. It's time for my news. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. I'll be right back because there's a lot to talk about. I haven't been here in so long. I feel it's been like weeks.
No, there you go.
I haven't. I mean, I skipped out on Thursday and Friday. I may have showed up Wednesday, but it wasn't for long. And I wasn't here Monday and Tuesday of last week, so I've got like 50,000 words I can use because I've been storing up.
Uh-oh.
Shush.
Uh-oh.
And I'm hoping Alabama's going to call in because he posted something on my Facebook page that I want him to I got to ask him about. So you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
The latest from ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. It's a massive storm affecting some 50 million people in the eastern third of the country. Hurricane Sandy is more than 300 miles southeast of New York City, but Sandy's winds have picked up to 90 miles an hour. Its eye is expected to come ashore off southern New Jersey after 9 tonight. Parts of Atlantic City already flooded. Chris Lancy at the National Hurricane Center.
The peak storm surge would be 4 to 8 feet from Ocean City, Maryland to the Connecticut-Rhode Island border, and 6 to 11 feet in the Long Island Sound, Raritan Bay, and New York Harbor.
The stock market's closed today and will likely remain closed tomorrow. President Obama briefing the nation on Hurricane Sandy from the White House.
When they tell you to evacuate, you need to evacuate. Do not delay. Don't pause. Don't question the instructions that are being given because This is a serious storm, and it could potentially have fatal consequences if people haven't acted quickly.
Mitt Romney asked Americans to make a contribution to the Red Cross. Romney curtailing his campaign schedule as Hurricane Sandy bears down on the eastern seaboard, canceling planned appearances tonight and tomorrow. ABC's Ann Compton with more on how things stack up a week before the election.
The Obama campaign managers vigorously argue President Obama is winning the race based on cold, hard data from the number of early votes cast and state polls such as Ohio, where they say the president leads in 14 out of 16 state polls. Campaign manager Jim Messina claims Governor Romney is claiming momentum he does not have. ABC's Vic Ratner is traveling with the Republican campaign.
Americans went shopping in September, spending at twice the rate their incomes rose. That's seen as a sign of confidence in the economy. This is ABC News.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
A climber stuck on a Southern California cliff finally got down after her rescue team got rescued. More from ABC's Chuck Severson.
A woman clad only in a bathing suit got stuck about 50 feet above rocks in the face of a cliff in the Los Angeles suburb Malibu. An ocean rescue boat spotted her and radioed for help. Two lifeguards climbed up, but they also got stuck. So then a member of the Malibu search and rescue team lowered himself over the cliff using a rope. He harnessed the lifeguards and lowered them safely to the sand. The woman rescued by nearby climbers. This was the second rescue at that spot this year. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Ever have a long, restful night's sleep, then felt exhausted the next day at the office? Scientists say it may be the amount of carbon dioxide in the room that's causing the fatigue and other health problems. In office spaces and classrooms, the amount of CO2 can rise exponentially because there are a large number of people exhaling in a confined space and yawning. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt.
Hello, I'm Linda Bolin. I'm seeking your support to return as your Columbiana County Treasurer. For nearly a generation, you have honored me by allowing me to serve Columbiana County in positions of trust. I've worked hard to maintain your confidence, and I promise to continue to work hard to protect the families of Columbiana County. My name is Linda Bolin, and I'd like to have your support for Columbiana County Treasurer on November 6th.
Paid for by Friends of Linda Bolin, Thomas L. Bolin, Treasurer.
At Window World, well-informed customers are our best customers. We want you to compare our product with others, to carefully consider the details of our warranty against the competition, and to ask important questions about installation. Why? Because once you do, you'll find out that Window World comes out on top every time in quality, price, and service. Call the original 189 guys at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Window World. Not only do we stand behind our windows, we stand on them.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
a question. Colin Powell has decided to opt for President Obama again, despite apparently still being a Republican. Is it time he left the party, do you think?
Well, I'm not sure how important that is. I do like the fact that Colin Powell's boss, George Herbert Walker Bush, has endorsed Mitt Romney all along. And frankly, when you take a look at Colin Powell, you have to wonder whether that's an endorsement based on issues or whether he's got a slightly different reason for preferring President Obama.
What reason would that be?
Well, I think when you have somebody of your own race that you're proud of being president of the United States, I applaud Colin for standing with him.
Johnson and Luke, nice to talk to you.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I didn't see where that was. I mean, I didn't see where that was racist.
No, it wasn't racist, but it was very good political move. It was an excellent move.
But I think some of the comments that Sununu made earlier when he called the president lazy and incompetent, I think
those were racist.
So
did Harry Reid.
Okay.
Yeah. Harry Reid said the same
thing. I think
those
were racist in nature because I don't think you would – I don't think a politician would make those same sorts of criticisms.
Wait, let's cut this off.
If the president
there was a whole lot of Republicans that were calling Jimmy Carter incompetent.
Philly, hold on. Say that statement you said 2 seconds ago.
Harry Reid said he talked good. He was clean and he talked white. He talked good.
So did Joe Biden.
Right.
Oh, I thought Harry Reid might have said.
That was Joe Biden that said that.
No. Harry Reid said the same thing.
Harry Reid said the same thing.
Right, but what I'm saying is,
Harry
Reid
said he was clean cut and he was articulate.
I don't think a president would. I don't think a politician would comment on national television and call the sitting president incompetent and lazy if he was not.
I don't know about the lazy part, but they called Jimmy Carter incompetent.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
I think the racial dynamic had something to do with those comments that he made.
Let me ask you this. Why is it that we have racial comments, but we call Bush an idiot? We call
Hitler.
Bush
came from a very privileged background. There were questions about his National Guard record that he had fabricated whether his father had played an instrumental role in both his education and his career.
But
that's the reason why people questioned his intellect.
No. You missed the point. No matter what I say, why is it that if I say something negative against Barack Obama, it's racist? If I come out and say that I'm supporting...
I'm not saying you. I'm saying that some of these politicians that get on Fox News and these other networks, when they make these types of comments, one has to wonder whether there is a racial dynamic in this. Because,
but the question is, why do you have to question everything on race?
Well, I'm not putting everything on race, but race is a factor in American life. And for someone to say it's not, I mean, the person is just trying to live some type of an illusion.
Everything in Black America is based on race. You sneeze, it's racist. If you say God bless you, I mean, it's like saying the reason why we play golf is because you're hitting a white ball into a black hole. We've got to cut that out.
Recently, Donald Trump made a comment where he wanted to see the college records of Obama, and he was willing to put up $5 million. To give to a charity of Obama's choice if he would submit his college records. Why is there so much emphasis on finding out what this man's college records are?
Let me answer this. Please, find out
what his grades are.
Philly, you got a man Now, you dumped all that time and you filibustered all that time. Now, you wait and listen to something in return. The bottom line is this man has not produced in time anything that proves he did anything. We don't have anybody off of that campus that remembers that he was there. We don't have anybody on campus. We don't have any recollection of his grades from either university.
Actually, all of his papers have been sealed.
All his papers are sealed. Now, why are his papers sealed? Nobody else's school records are sealed. Don't you remember when Bush's records had to be opened and find out he was a C student? Don't you remember that?
I think
what?
I
personally think his records are sealed because I think the president is a naturalized citizen. I don't think he's a natural-born citizen. I think his financial aid records show that he was a citizen of Indonesia.
And so he
and
shouldn't
he got
show
a
that,
right
huh?
scholarship for foreign students when he went to college. And
so,
that's the reason why
that.
He sealed his records.
So this is fair. So this is fair to you then.
But I think that some of the motivation behind wanting to see his grade has a racial dynamic
Billy.
To it because
Billy.
I don't think he's smart enough.
Billy.
Hold on. If you're not, listen. This is not. We know that President Bush was a C student. If we know that he was a C student, and we know that we have other issues going on here, what's wrong with you showing your transcript?
Well, because a transcript is a private document that if you choose not to show it, you don't have to show it. It's the same as a medical record. If you choose not to show your medical records, even if you are a celebrity, you don't have to show them to the public.
Hold on. We ain't talking about your medical records. We're talking about the President of the United States, and we're talking about you and saying you've done all these things. You've gone to Columbia. You've done this. You've gone to Harvard.
Yeah.
Why would you hold on to? Because I don't.
He didn't release his medical records either.
If you get a job as an engineer, you have to release your transcript to
hold
your
on,
employer.
Philadelphia.
So how come this man doesn't have to release his transcripts to his employer,
that's
which happens
for
to be
the
me?
Philadelphia.
Employment with a private employer who is not obligated.
Philadelphia, hold on. 269,
yeah.
Your mic is on.
Yeah, just chiming in. I don't know. I don't know this. I don't know what this smoke and mirrors thing is about with the with the transcripts, right? Let's go to the extreme. Let's say, tell me the most extreme thing that we could find out about Barack Obama if his transcripts are
I can tell
released.
You. It's easy. You know what it is?
Okay.
We will find out just how much of a socialistic mindset he has. That's what
by
this
the,
is.
The classes that he took and stuff.
No, not by his classes, but by the papers that he wrote. Because you have to understand, your writing will give insight to who you are.
Okay.
Even if you look at his books will give you mindset to who he is. Even though most people like the titles of them, but they have not read them.
Okay, so let's just stay with that one for a minute. Let's say that's true. Let's say all his papers were socialist. You think by releasing the papers, that'll give people a little bit more insight. Do you think that's going to change any votes?
It will change some. It will not change all.
You think it'll maybe some independents?
No, it'll
so
change
basically,
some.
So
no,
basically,
when I say it'll change some Democrats' mindsets. You got to
okay.
understand.
So really, what you want to? So what they want them to be released for is so that they can what's in them if there's some type of political gain to be used.
Yeah, because we might have to arrest the President of the United States for lying.
Okay, that's cool. It really ain't no different from when the Democrats wanted Romney to release more tax credits. Of course, he released what he had to.
Well, hold on.
It is not a difference because the reason they want him to release that is because they believe inside of that that'll give them a little bit more insight to his business practices, what he thinks about business, and they feel like they will be able to use that.
But
in the public to say, hey, this man is a pure capitalist. He gonna get, you know. So that's
I like pure capitalism.
But hold on. But you have to also understand what this will also do.
Okay.
Is this will you know if going by what Philadelphia said, I think saying if his school records show that he is a naturalized citizen and not a citizen,
born.
A born citizen. That will light a firecracker under this country.
Yeah.
Okay, what would that do? I don't know. Tell me.
Oh.
Well, for one thing, he couldn't be reelected.
Okay, he couldn't run. Okay, so maybe that's what they have to
do. He can't be reelected. I don't know what we would do with the last 4 years.
Yeah, and there's a whole
lot
of
people.
Well,
that means he wasn't supposed to be the president then. If
he
come out that he, okay, well, hey, I wouldn't blame the Republicans for wanting to do that. That's a good strategy.
The problem is you can't get anything, and see,
you can't erase the last.
We need to do is, and not saying about President Obama, but about anything going forward. I think that there should be a process for every candidate in the United States that they have to prove, you know, documentation.
Yeah,
I have
a
problem.
Well, I bet it's going to be fixed after this one.
And it needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed. The number is 347-945-5229. It needs to be fixed. Because yes, ma'am. Hold on, guys. Go ahead, local call.
I when you're done with this subject, I wanted to get back to that Democratic platform because I know that you saw some things in that were a concern to you, and I hope you could enlighten us a little bit about that. And I also wanted Jeff to talk a little bit more about that. It's some kind of bill that is going to tax our banking transactions. You figure that's going to affect everybody. A senior citizen who has a direct deposit of their pension check. What I understand, there's going to be a like a universal
transaction
fee. So when you have an opportunity to steer the conversation a little bit toward those things, because I've been talking to friends about these things, and you figure they affect us all.
Jeff, go ahead, and then I'll come back to.
Well, that was Stix that said that universal transaction fee.
Well, that's, I mean, that.
Was it part of the health care bill?
I think it is. Yes.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You don't the health care bill has so many taxes drawn up in that, and they knew good and well that they would not enact those things until after this election. That's why they put them off till then. And this is why I see all these people, I just think that they're just plain goofy because they're not reading.
Not only that, you have to also understand, inside of this health care bill, when you sell a house, there's a tax.
Over $250,000.
Well, see, that doesn't mean anything because in other areas outside of Youngstown, it's not hard to sell a house.
Well, not only that, your rental income is now going to be subject to Social Security tax.
What?
Yeah.
And you got to remember too. You got to remember too. This is where crony capitalism comes in. What you guys talk about a lot on your show is that $20 million of the healthcare industry donated to Barack Obama back in 2008 for his campaign. So basically, if anybody knows, this is nothing but a kickback to the insurance companies that donated $20 million to Barack Obama's campaign back in 2008. It's crony capitalism business that's going on in America. They've been doing it for years until you have campaign reform where you can have the millionaire business guy can get in on it and open up a free market where you create competition, then you'll start seeing some changes.
I don't think you're going to, and I don't think you're going to see any changes at all. Hey, Jeff, hand me that red binder over there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see a whole lot of anything that you think you should see because the American electorate has been ignorant to a lot of things. You know, they're asking me questions and maybe what. Would say six.
Well, we got a 20-year education curve before we can start taking it back.
You asked me about the platform, and let me give you that answer really quick. The GOP, let me find this. The GOP, let me make sure I have the right one. The GOP platform, they mentioned African American once. They mentioned God 10 times. They mentioned gay 0. They mentioned lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender 0. They mentioned marriage 21 times. They mentioned Israel 10. They mentioned Jerusalem 1. In the Democrat platform, they mentioned marriage 4 times. They mentioned gay 4 times. They mentioned LBGT twice. Israel 16, African American 0, God once.
And God only to remove him.
No. They put him, God said they have God given. They have God given potential.
Oh, okay.
And that's what they had taken out, and that's what they put back in. But as far as them having any significance inside of their platform in reference to God as the Republican Party has, they do not. Now, let me say this. I was talking to some people the other day, and they said, well, Republicans are not all that great anyhow. And I said, you're right. People are people, and people do dumb stuff no matter what party platform they are. You have gay Republicans. You got all kinds of gay. You got gay Democrats. You got, you know, they steal, they cheat, they do all that. Just like the other people are people on both sides of the equation.
That's right. We're all in
person. But your platform drives your base.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, who do you want driving your car? Do you want something that has a moral stance, or do you want something that has an amoral stance?
Exactly.
That's the difference between the one and the other. Not about the people that actually drive it, because all of them are wrong.
Also, I think that, you know, the level of morality in general in society is not that great. So So I don't think that the platform, the fact that Democrats took God out of the platform, I don't think that's going to be the deciding factor as to whether people vote Democratic or not.
I think it's going to be the economy. That's not the point. That's not the point. We're talking about, because right now we're talking about even what's coming through here is the issue right now with a lot of people when it comes down to the vote is going to be the evangelical vote. You have a base of evangelicals who said, I cannot vote for a Mormon. He's of a cult practice, and I will not vote for him. And you have people on the other side saying, I will not vote for Barack Obama because he stands for same-sex marriage and amorality. And what I'm saying is we're looking at two personalities of people when it's actually your platform that actually drives the party. So you really should not be voting for either person based on their personality. You should be voting for their platform in which they stand on.
But at this point in time, is most of the country in an evangelical frame of mind in terms of voting?
It's not that most of the
country is.
But we're not talking about most of the country. We're talking about the deciding votes of the country. You have to understand something. When you're looking at the swing states, going back to our conversation a little bit earlier about the Electoral College, see, people really don't understand that you can vote all you want, but if you're in a blue state, Orange County is not going to make a difference to California. So you're looking at the Electoral College, and you're looking at percentage points per the swing state. And in Ohio and in the Bible Belt, you are looking to get those evangelicals out because Ohio's base is evangelicals when it comes to the Republican Party. And if they refuse to vote for either candidate, it hurts both candidates. And so people need to understand that they're not voting per se for the Mormon. They're voting for the platform in which the Mormon stands on.
Yeah.
And that's something that people don't understand.
But also I think a lot of the theology of the Mormon Church is not known by the general public. They really don't understand the Mormon Church.
Oh, what? But that's not the point. You keep on going somewhere, but that's not the point. The point is the theology of the Mormon Church, the theology of I'm not voting for his Mormon religion. I'm voting for the platform in which the Republican Party stands for or the platform in which the Democrat Party stands for. I'm not voting for the black man. And see, we don't understand that the black man does not have anything black in his platform, even though he's got a black face that stands on the platform. But so people are voting for the face, but not for the platform, because they have not realized that right now gays, lesbians, transgenders, and bisexuals are more important to their platform than there are African Americans.
Well, you know, I think the significant thing is, hold on, Philly.
Go ahead, local call. Go ahead.
Neither one of these men are openly proselytizing or trying to convert us to their faith. But one has clearly demonstrated that he is trying to and has the power now to turn this country to his political and his socialist beliefs.
That's true.
That's what people have to be looking at. I mean, you know, you would look at them, as you say, the morality issues are key issues. But I think these evangelicals need to look at the political power that's wielded to turn you, and then through socialism, you'll lose your freedom to be free to worship as you wish.
When we talk about socialism and we talk about this, we have Saul Alinsky and we talk about Frank Marshall Davis and communism. Most people have not been taught any of that in school.
Right.
In high school, you get it in college. But see, in college, they convert you to become socialistic.
Right.
So you actually begin to subscribe to a socialistic manner just based on going to college.
Oh, I have a master's degree. I know all the indoctrination and the subtlety of it. But I was going to say, the wonderful thing that your program does is bring truth to light. And then the people have a responsibility to research for themselves.
Right. Thank you.
But that's the point. Mm-hmm. This show is really about making people think, not making people agree.
Exactly. And I do appreciate that. I want you to know that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I love doing it. But I just want people to think. Because but what's wrong with America today is people are not thinking. Anytime I'm watching the news, and I can be honest about my issues with Romney, and I can be honest about my issues with Obama. But I can't see people making the same decisions because they think that one is all good,
yes.
And they will not question. You know, I question my parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that I want to say, and I hope, I don't want to stir up racial, discord, but you figure blacks and whites work together to enslave people, and blacks and whites also died together to liberate them. And if we could just move beyond this issue.
You can't convince black people that white people help.
You
count the numbers in the Civil War, and you can't
convince black people that white people help free you.
And especially because they were told that not only did you not mean to, but the only reason why you wanted to do it was to keep the South from, getting more powerful than the North. And you have to really dig into this and get a dialogue going, because the Democrats, and I say the Democrats, have done an excellent job of programming. Indoctrinating and reprogramming black people to believe that all Republicans are racist and hate them. That's what they believe. Most of us believe. Not just some of us. A whole lot. And they believe it that way because you have government promising them things, and the things they give them are things like more welfare, more government handouts. They never give them the ability to be independent.
You know, and I think you did such a beautiful job of bringing that to light. That's such a powerful message. I mean, you'd think a wise thinking person would say, I appreciate this temporary help and assistance, but I want you to give skill, education, and I'm going to make the most of that opportunity, because then I will be in a position where I won't need that from you.
But we're not taught that. See, you have to be taught to be independent. You have to be taught that the world does not owe you anything. You've got to go get it. And as long as you keep on feeding me, you will weaken me. And what they've done over the years is they've weakened people who are. And while they've weakened them, they have indoctrinated them to believe that the only way that they can survive is if you feed me.
But, you know, if you took race out of it and you just considered people who, you know, women who become widowed and have to take care of a family, and they go out and they think, I'm going to work, I'm going to do anything, you know, any kind of work, you know, whatever it would take, I'll bring, whatever skill I have there, and I will take care of these. You figure this was the system in the country before these social programs were developed. And I think we have to get back to that.
They won't let that happen, and that's the problem. They don't want that to happen, because once you become independent, you begin to think on your own. No one can lead you.
There's
such strength in that independence.
And I don't want you to know.
There is an entire group of elitists, and I would even say both parties, that their biggest nightmare is a financially independent middle class. A middle class that's not dependent on Social Security or a pension, a stable money, a stable currency, so that when you put a dollar underneath the mattress when you're 20 years old, it's still worth a dollar when you're 60, so you don't have to get into all kinds of screwy investments and stuff to try to beat inflation. They are scared to death of a independent middle class.
Independent thinking people are not led easily.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Philadelphia.
The process of independent thinking really starts in the home from an early age. And when you're talking about lower economic groups, they don't have the same opportunities when they enter the workforce as people who come from higher income levels.
Philadelphia,
because
CNBC.
Of the public educational system. And because
CNBC, Philadelphia, CNBC is part of every basic cable package in the country, just like MTV.
Yeah.
Every child in this country has access to a library.
You got to understand
that,
again, he's right.
That if their parents are not geared
Hold on. You got to understand this. He's right to a point, because we have talked about this before. If a child goes to do better, there's a lot of times the surroundings makes him come back down, including his parents. You know, at one time, our parents didn't mind that we could read and they could not. At one time, parents, you know, there were people who didn't mind us using a large vocabulary, and they would ask us what that word meant. And there was a time where they wanted us to be better. Now they look at it as being inferior.
Yeah.
And it causes problems. And it does happen in the home.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But at what point do we stop making excuses?
There's not an excuse, but we've got to change it, because if we don't change the mindset of the parents, because we've got mentors, we got mentor programs all over this country, and we still send our children back into the same place because we're not mentoring the parents to become better.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
One of the things, and that's why, you know, I often say, really, when the black community is trying to work out its issues, I really don't think, and I'm not talking about this show, it's just in general. I really think it doesn't do you any good to have any whites at the table while you're working out.
You know, that's just stupid.
Hold on. Now see,
I agree with him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Particularly when their family issues, their internal issues, and their systemic issues to your community. Now, just like this, if you notice, you'll always hear, and some blacks say this too, well, when are we going to stop making excuses, right? I just heard it again. Okay. Now, whenever you, in social science, whenever you're trying to figure out the root cause of a problem, everything is on the table, right? You look at everything. Now, inside of that paradigm, that's not considered making an excuse. But every time when blacks begin to try to look deeply into their issues and put everything on the table, first thing you hear out of a white person's mouth, well, you making an excuse. That's double. What is that?
See, I disagree, because, and Jeff, you can jump in here.
Well, he just said, hold on.
He said he agreed with you. I'm saying I disagree. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, see, because of cohabitation, and this is what I'm learning. See, I have to cohabitate with my white folks as well as my black folks.
No doubt.
And so they need to understand. They need to understand that this is not an excuse. It is what it is. Whereas black folks need to understand, just because it is does not mean it cannot change.
I agree with that.
Here's the thing, though, Tracy. What you're missing here is that I'm not saying that we try to do something away from dealing with white people. We're not saying that. What we're saying is that when you want to get yourself together, get yourself a cohesive black agenda,
right.
Something that really means something, you have to do it within yourself, and then go out and present it. If you have, you know, to the people that are going to support you, because it's something that's going to be only that we can relate to, in a sense, because we have special problems that nobody else has.
But let me say,
and what's wrong with that?
And
what's wrong with that?
And what I'm saying is, the more I learn how different we are,
sure,
the more I'm learning how the same we are.
No.
And what? Hold on.
There's no doubt.
Even the only difference between me and Six and most things is the color of our skin.
That's personal.
But that's right. Hold on.
And the other thing that's different is he's a male and I'm a female.
That's personal.
But it's his. Hold on. But if we were to sit down and start talking about the issue that we have about him being in rural America and me being in inner city America, see, I found out there's places down in East Liverpool and East Palestine. Not only do they not have toilets.
Yeah,
but they are treated just like black folks.
Mm-hmm.
Only difference is, actually, I'm treated a little bit better because they have more programming for black folks up north in the inner city than they do down in rural America, Appalachia.
I don't know if anybody's getting treated better. My position is this, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not against anything, because I'm saying everybody has to. We better have as many friends as we can get. We're looking for friends, no doubt. But when it comes to putting together an agenda, the Chinese do not go to white people and help arrange a Chinese agenda.
That's right.
Gay people do not go to the straight people and arrange a gay agenda. They go in amongst themselves. We're the only group of people that do not talk to each other. And the only thing we talk to is, excuse my mouth, I'm not trying to be prejudiced, but I say white Democrats. That's who we talk to. And that's who speaks to us in America.
But, Jeff, you said white Democrats.
Yes.
Because the white Democrats.
And what I'm saying, hold on, Philadelphia. Hold up. But what I'm saying is, I'm not looking for white Democrats. I'm looking for I'm looking for America's independence. Because, see, the problem with the, if you want to really know the truth about it, and I got to take a break in a minute, but the problem that we have is the black and the white church can't come together and preach on Sunday.
True.
So the same issues that are happening in the black community are happening in the church itself.
Mm-hmm. Once again, you will see some black churches that are mixed.
Yeah.
You will not see many, but you will see some that are mixed.
Where?
Well, you have people out
where?
I have to bring up names because I
bring
have
name.
Them. I will.
I will show you integrated churches and not integrated administration.
I can agree with that.
So my issue is, so mm-hmm. when I look at Rod Parsley,
mm-hmm.
he got an integrated church.
Yeah.
Until his administration comes to part. So that's not integrated.
Would that surprise you?
So when I look at these people, and until we integrate on all levels, then we're not integrated.
Fred Price's church is not all black.
I said it's
Fred Price,
but it's not integrated.
Sure it is.
At top.
No.
In administration. No. You follow where I'm coming from. Because
I don't know what you mean.
And I'll tell you during the break. Because it'll be easier.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is, our problems, when God made people, he made us all one. And black people's differences and white, the problem that we have is we've separated our differences instead of going back to the sharecroppers and finding out that we're all the same
no.
and then going against the administration
right. no.
as we complete our agenda.
Got,
see,
no.
our problem with the Democrat Party is not only do they not mention the difference between white America and black America is black people do not shoot out in Boardman. They come into the city of Youngstown and shoot.
Absolutely.
The difference is black people accept it and white people don't.
And black people are afraid to report that because the people live there and they're not dealt with properly. But see, these are the things that I'm talking about.
Right.
These are agenda items that must be dealt
Worked
with.
Up.
But not with all black people.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no,
yes.
because.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Look, I don't live in the inner city. Okay, I
yes.
used to live in the inner city. I had a brother get killed on the streets of the inner city. So I'm telling you, I'm interested in that demand.
More say in the inner city than you do because I vote in the inner city. But my problem is
I don't care what kind
no,
of thing you
I'm
got
saying.
In the, yeah.
But if the white folks on the west side
yeah.
and the black folks on the east side actually started working for the people down at City Hall, then we would get more done.
What
can
brings
can I give you some statistics? Not statistics, but just a recent some recent trace. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go back and look at, type in, what's this last shooting up here where the guy went into the theater and put the Colorado?
No,
yeah.
that wasn't Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
what?
Colorado, yeah.
No, there was just one the other day. It was.
You talking about the other day or
yeah,
talking
no,
about
no,
Colorado?
No, 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 I think it's Colorado.
Yeah,
Colorado and also Columbine. Go back, just Google it. And now, you have to do a little research, though, but Google the larger community attempt to what assets, what stakeholders, and what resources that they're saying we need to put behind this phenomenon, right? Just look at
okay.
That's going to be a fact. It's not going to be
sure.
anything. Just look at all
okay.
the people that's coming to the table. Now
okay.
I want you to type in black-on-black homicide.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what stakeholders
there ain't
and
none.
I
got to research that. There ain't none.
Well, I thought you said we was all one.
We are. The problem well, is we don't.
Why come the larger community ain't yeah.
putting
good
because,
the resources and the stakeholders
because we
to
don't
deal
care.
With it?
Because
but
we don't care. I got to
other,
I'll be right back.
When it comes to these other ethnic communities.
In our gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Everybody faces challenges in their lives.
Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Join Turning Point Counseling Services on Thursday, November 8th for a special discussion with Dr. Brandi Kelly on how to deal with the holiday blues. Many people experience an increase in depressed mood, anxiety, and substance abuse. Dr. Kelly will explore ways to cope with the holiday blues. Find out more. Call Turning Point Counseling Services at 330-744-2991. That's 330-744-2991.
The Curiosity Shop, located in Canfield, Ohio on Route 224, is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Buckman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spot. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accept.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the pool couple of.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. The White House has issued a statement saying President Barack Obama will not come to Youngstown today for a rally at the Covelli Center. Instead, Vice President Joe Biden will appear with former President Bill Clinton. Electric utilities that make up the East Coast operating areas of Ohio-based First Energy Corporation are preparing for the worst from Hurricane Sandy. The hurricane could affect an 800-mile area from the East Coast to the Great Lakes. Akron-based First Energy asked customers to take all necessary precautions. The company has 6 million customers in 6 states. A new poll shows President Barack Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney dead even in Ohio. The poll published yesterday by Ohio's biggest newspapers shows Obama and Romney each with 49%. The poll was conducted among 1,015 likely voters who were reached by landline telephones and cell phones between October 18th and the 23rd. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
On November 6th, Ohio voters have a clear choice between two very different visions for the future. With Barack Obama, you're looking at more of what got us into this mess. Mitt Romney offers a real plan to get Ohio and America moving in the right direction again. Here's Mitt Romney.
The question Ohio families are asking is who can bring back the jobs? Under President Obama, we've lost over 500,000 manufacturing jobs, and China has passed us in manufacturing. I'll stand up to China. I have a detailed plan to create 12 million new jobs, including producing our own energy in the ground in Ohio.
Learn more at MittRomney.com/jobsplan. It's clear. Ohio families simply can't afford four more years like the last 4 years.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. Hey, I'm 600. It is 46 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Yes, yes.
You're going to have to show me how to deal with your thing, because the other day you had something playing on there that had Muslim prayers going for it.
Yeah.
And I said, what the waka flocka?
I thought you were trying to make a point. Well,
I used it to make a point that if you vote wrong, this just could be what's happening in America, because they had recognized Sharia law up in Michigan. They recognize Sharia law in
Michigan. It's got a rough beat.
Before
we went to the break, it's open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. It is 1:47. It's 47 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600 here on the East Coast. There is a storm brewing out in the middle of the East Coast, and it looks like as though it's going to land. It's going to land with a fierce intensity. Chicago, your mic's on. South Carolina, your mic's on. I'm looking for Alabama. Philadelphia, your mic is on, and so is Michigan. Your mic is on also. And we want you to call in and join us, too. Yeah, go ahead.
How many illegals come through the southern border that don't get caught compared to the ones that get caught in America? And I'm trying to make this point because this ties into your point here. And the next, I think it's more that get in here and don't get caught than the ones that do get caught on the southern border. And in the next 50 years, white economics is going to be in the same condition as blacks in desperate situations. With the downfall of the manufacturing, that's going to continue in America, and with the high more employment of the illegals that will come into this country, they're also going to take white people's jobs and buy those companies. So what's going to happen in the next 50 years, as I've seen, unless they do something with the border, the Latinos or the illegals are going to be the superpower in America.
Can you say America?
That's exactly where you're going.
Also, in terms of the global economy, I saw an article on the CNN website today where the Australian Prime Minister is requiring all the school-age children to learn an Asian language because they realize that this century is going to be the Asian century, because Asia has emphasized science and engineering so much among their populace, they're going to dominate the global economy. When it comes to the American economy, it's going to be the Hispanic worker that is going to replace the white person who was working class in terms of construction and other types of working class jobs. The Hispanic worker is going
to
take their place.
Listen, guys, listen. I'm going to say it this way, okay? And it all comes down to one thing: character and work ethic. If you got good character and you got a good work ethic, I don't care what your color is, I don't care what your nationality, what your creed, or anything, you are going to be able to succeed, okay? No, let's be really serious about this. Because if a black man with good character and a drive to work and succeed, it doesn't make any difference what the obstacles are going to be. He's still going to, no matter what comes up, what he comes up against, he's not going to give up. He's going to keep pushing and pushing, and he's not going to sit there or stand there and complain about it.
The problem is this. In the black community, you don't have a large number of people
This goes way beyond the black community. We have got to understand this. This is the fight for the American way of life. the American culture, as we've known it for the past 230-some-odd years. We are in a fight for our lives here. And if we don't understand that black people are a part of this problem, and anybody that votes for a liberal ideology and platform is a part of this problem, we are in deep trouble.
Yeah,
But
the situation is this. The black community has a plantation mentality. They have been weaned to depend upon the government. They don't have that same type of philosophy in
Sweetie.
Their community.
Sweetie,
other ethnic groups.
Honey, Philadelphia. Problem. Philadelphia. Let me throw this into the mix, and I want people to understand that I've come to the resolve that it is not a plantation mentality. It is a socialist mentality.
Thank you.
Because we have come off the plantation.
Hold up.
We came off the plantation and we were heading towards success, and then social programs came in and weakened us.
So
let me finish. So now I want you to give me, we have got this mindset that somebody owes us something. Because, see, they never gave us 40 acres nor the mule, yet we were surviving and we were thriving, and we were making things happen. All of a sudden, you started putting us on social programs, kept integrating us with jobs that we did not need, and we took away, and you integrated us into a system that did not want us. We left our businesses behind. We left a sense of entrepreneurship, and now we are dependent on something that we no longer should be dependent on, because we should have stayed where we actually were not watching television, but we were reading. If you look at the respect that we have, or the lack of respect that we have for our own parents.
Yeah.
We have to realize we are better than that. We disrespect our own parents. We steal from our own parents. We call our parents out of their names.
But
they did not come from racism.
From a lack of a lot of that stems from a lack of an identity, a lack of a cultural identity.
No, baby, that came from us wanting to change our way of life and becoming something that we were not. We left our God and we left our respect.
Right.
And you see it every day, because at one time you could have the biggest thief in the world in the black community, but he would never go into his mama's house and steal.
But anytime.
Nor would he get caught with
each other.
Crazy. Relax.
Yeah.
I can't relax, because right now our problem in the black community is us. We disrespect our own parents.
Okay. Well, go get a bullhorn, Tracy, and ride down the street and say that.
I got one.
Well, get to it.
And what I'm saying is, you cannot blame other people for what we've done to ourselves.
Who blaming other people?
And the reason why you did it to yourself is because the leadership in the beginnings of the civil rights.
The leadership was my mama.
No, I mean, you are right. You are right, Philly. But the leadership failed us and dragged us down a crazy behind path that has us killing our kids.
Who in the heck is Dr. Spock?
Yeah, and not disciplining them, and so they assuredly get killed and go to prison. Because guess what? You will get disciplined in this life by something.
Yeah.
It's either going to be by the street, or it's going to be by prison if the mama and the daddy fail to discipline the child.
And our problem is we have allowed the system to become our disciplinarian.
And they don't do anything.
And the system, right now, there's no reason why we ought to wait on somebody in the system to come and educate our child when we send our child to school not prepared to learn.
Well, soon, what's going to happen with blacks? Blacks won't even have drugs to sell on the corners, because once again, once the illegals, they're going to have those jobs, because the Contra is going to be already in America like they already are.
The Contra already are. They already
are. Let me finish.
Let me finish. The Latinos are going to sell those drugs and not the blacks on the corner anymore. And you're starting to see that now, even in Chicago. So what's going to happen is that this is where the animalistic aspect of blacks are coming in, because you're starting to see some crimes of blacks. You don't even know why are they killing each other. It's not even because of drugs. It's because of something else. It's because they can't even make money on the street anymore by selling drugs, because the Latinos have taken that those illegal positions. So what's going to happen is that in the next 50 years, which they're not going to do anything to the border, whites are going to be in the same economic situation that blacks are in today unless they do something with the border.
But they're not going to do anything with the border. As I said before, have you heard of the word Amero?
Amero. They're going to open up America to the north and to the south. There's no doubt about
it.
They have
that months ago, of course.
I mean, we've been saying that for the past 3 years.
Where I think you're mistaken, at Chicago, is I don't think it's going to be a black, white, purple, green, yellow thing. I think what it's going to come down to is those people who are financially educated are going to do well, and those people who are not financially well educated
will do worse.
Will do terrible.
Because race is going to be green.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to. Yeah. Oh, no, because you can see it. You can see it today.
Hold on.
I've got to pick up some new calls.
Yeah.
I got to pick up some new calls. Hold on. 497, your mic is on.
Tracy, I was sitting here listening. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Early. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jay.
I was sitting here listening, and that's why I hadn't put my hand up yet, because I had. When you listen on the internet, you're a little bit behind your conversation. Sad to say, they're not running equal timing. So, what the gentleman was just saying about education in America, this is something we've talked about a long time. Nothing's going to change unless we get our children educated and actually end up pushing more towards being independent business owners versus being job takers.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And not only
that changes around, nothing will change in America.
And let me say this.
And that's the future for all of us.
Because
you have a million black businesses today,
right,
and they can't grow because they don't have a capital. And the black millionaires don't want – wait, let me finish. Don't cut me off now. Let me finish. Because you don't have the black millionaires that work for someone else to come and invest in those businesses so they can hire other blacks. It's not because of that. What it is that Michigan said, you might say this, it's a race-based initiative, and that's what the Latinos have.
I don't see
have.
Why y'all can't see that.
Latinos create a monopoly and cut out the whites on those businesses, whites won't be able to get hired on these Latinos.
I think you're wrong. Because you take a plumber with one van, and if he's smart financially, pretty soon he'll have two vans. And pretty soon he'll have three or four or five. And if he does good work and has a good business, it's not going to matter what race he is. As long as when my toilet's plugged up at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's got a clean, articulate.
But the point is,
Hold on, whoa.
Y'all,
respect.
No, you can't do that. So I think that was Jay. Go ahead.
No, I was
and then I'll go to
respect.
East Philadelphia.
That wasn't me speaking. I was just saying respect each other. Let everybody's talking over top of each other.
Yeah, you got to cut back.
Go ahead, Philadelphia.
The point that Chicago was trying to make is this. When the Hispanics form businesses, they go into their families and into their neighborhoods, and they hire their own people.
That's right.
That's something that the blacks don't do.
So therefore,
if you look at a Hispanic person who has a plumbing company, he'll hire all Hispanics to be on his plumbing company. And if there's another Hispanic that has a company as well, he will try to integrate with the other person that has a company. So therefore, they're going to form some type of a monopoly in the city when it comes to plumbing. And if they have to deal with a white person, they refer to that person as an Anglo. They refer them as outside of their community.
But what I'm saying, hold on.
What they're going to do once the influx of more come in, they're going to start taking, already taking black areas. If you have even more come in, they got to go somewhere. They're going to go
Hold on. If you look at, there are many, many Hispanic businesses that are manufacturing or in agriculture, and they're doing very, very well. Latino businesses, and they're succeeding because they assimilate and they integrate and they hire their own and they hire others. And when you hire someone, they come to work and they do their job and they get treated with respect and they get work and they come to work.
I've never seen a Latino hire a white person.
I have. There are multi-million dollar companies that have white people that are working for Latinos in America.
We had a dealership here where
as a matter of you're right.
We hired quite a bit. Everybody and I know other Hispanic areas.
I don't think you got
any. Are those dealerships in white areas?
Yes.
Okay.
He sells cars.
Now, hold on.
Those
areas become Latino.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You think they're going to have white folks working for them?
Yes.
No.
Listen, if I have a company and the best person is black, then I'm going to hire that person.
No.
Oh, absolutely. But if the person doesn't show up at work, I'm going to fire that person.
Let me clarify.
Okay, I haven't said anything. There's two things going on here. There's a lot of opinions being tossed out. But
this ain't
again,
an opinion.
Wait a minute. When you're talking about group phenomenon, it's best that you use the numbers, the patterns, and the history to inform your opinion, because if you don't, you could be, now I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but you could be shooting from the hip with your opinion. Now, the opinion of who hires who, right? If it's race-based hiring, we don't have to speculate on that. There's numbers out there that show you who hires who. So we don't need anybody's opinion on that. We can go get the census data. It's out there.
Have any of you agreed with that? No. Let me tell you why. Because I don't think any of you worked for a black-owned major manufacturing company in your life, outside of me.
What does that have to do with what I just said about the census number?
It has a lot to do because it comes from experience. So I got to see it.
Okay.
And
so are you saying you disagree with the numbers?
Go ahead, Philadelphia. Go ahead, South Carolina.
Listen, here's the thing. You say grab the census numbers. Blacks really amount to 36 million. Whites are around 110 million people. So that should tell you the job pool or the worker pool is three times as big for whites than it is for blacks.
Hold on.
So if whites own the majority of the business and then they're three times the worker pool, guess what's going to happen by a number of 3-1, who's going to get hired? Unless you prove to be a worker that is well worth his work in gold, dude. That's all you got to do. You got to make yourself too valuable not to hire.
There's studies that's been done on that, man.
Okay.
And just because they make up the larger percent of the population, there's studies been done that says this. When you look at corporate America, the who gets hired, when they get hired, has more to do with relationships than anything dealing with the population.
Wait a minute.
And they did studies on black companies.
And blacks are more apt to hire black folks.
And they found out that blacks prefer to hire blacks. They did it on Latinos.
And you know what? I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, just because African American companies are more apt to hire African Americans, that is granted. I'll give you that. But just because I'm an African American company does not mean I will have all African Americans working for me.
But what I'm saying is, the issue is,
I'm going to give an African-American a fair shot, absolutely, but because I understand where they come from. But right now, I need to have people who are going to work and come to work and work the job and do the right job. And what's happening is we're not getting the students outside of the classroom into the schools or into the occupation so that they can come and do the job. And we don't teach them a work ethic on their way in, nor do we actually have it to where they will actually do what's necessary, and then they will lie on you if you actually fire them.
Here's something that I'd like to say. I kind of tend to agree with what Michigan Man is saying right now. The Hispanic population is going to come in, and they already have a particular attitude, which is why we are having these ID laws and things like that, trying to save some sort of control of your voting system
right,
right now. That's absolutely key and necessary in my opinion. But the thing is they will hire amongst themselves. But the thing is white people aren't going anywhere like that. They're going to still be here. They're going
right,
to be a minority of the people, but they're still going to be
birth
here.
Rate.
Listen to me, I don't give a doggone about any white birth rate. I care nothing about a white birth rate. I care about that white people at this particular time, excuse me, have control of the money system.
The resources.
And when you look at the control of the money system, that controls your business. And then when you do that, there's going to have to be a working together by everybody or somebody's not going to survive. So therefore, if black people really don't get it together,
they're going to be the ones
looking
right,
at it from a point of view where they have to work with everybody and then quit acting like the government is their mama, you know, they're going to be done because the Hispanics and the white folks will kick them out.
Let's
right,
understand
right,
something. Because I'm going to take a break in just a second, but I want you guys to understand something. Let's look at really what's happening here. Let's look at drug testing right now. We know that marijuana is the drug of choice, recreational drug, illegal recreational drug of choice of African Americans. Right now, they are losing getting jobs because they can't pass a drug test. Yet white boys drink beer. We know that black boys go out and buy old hoopties and get them polished up and get wheels and stuff on and put all their money into a car. And white boys have wife beaters, live in trailer parks, and drive a hoopty.
What?
So when it comes time for lawyers, they got more money sitting on the side. Because we know that white folks selling drugs is like black folks. We know that white folks doing stuff, they drinking enough beer that they passing out in the middle of the street drinking so much beer, but we smoking reefer. And so you see where we're not entering into the workplace. We're not graduating at the same rate. We have some disparities that no one wants to talk about. Yet they're equal, and so you can't get the job, you can't get to work, and you can't get it done. You got a record for having recreational drugs. You've got a record. More African American males have some type of history or past that's on paper than white males.
But we're catching up.
Absolutely.
But the thing is you're telling the truth, but that is not a solution.
Well, I understand that's
okay,
not a solution.
But the
problem is until we actually start dealing with in our own communities the real problems of it based upon us, the black man, leaving the seed behind and not raising his boys.
Yeah.
All this no work ethic. Jeff, you can't come and if I come and ask you for a job, you're not gonna hire me if I'm gonna steal your equipment.
No.
And I ain't gonna show up.
No. Nope.
Or I can't climb the steps because I'm busting a sag and I got a problem with pulling my pants up.
No, but see here, but like I said one more time, I understand. But the one thing that's going to change any and everything are going to be those that go to you know what's the rule in nature, the strongest survive.
Right.
Okay. Now that's what's going on right here now. You have spent 400 years of people making you weak as a people per se, and right now only those that can catch this and quit thinking the old way that doesn't get you anywhere. Okay, they got to quit thinking all the way. It's going to get you out. Skilled trades is going to be the number one job out there that we don't have nearly enough people to fill. But yet, who doesn't know how to do skilled trades?
Hold on. Now let's talk. You said skilled trades.
Skilled trades.
Now look at this. You got to have a GED or a diploma. We are still walking across.
This is where y'all going wrong at, because with the influx of Latinos and with you dealing with a capitalistic crony capitalism, some companies are going to find ways to make more profit. So if they can find Latinos to pay cheaper and they can do the work even if they ain't legal, they probably will take their chances and do
wait a minute, because see, not only that, but wait a minute, you said something, and you're right. But the problem is, we just buried my cousin on last Friday. And the same thing came up with everything. He could work on anything. He could work on a car. He could work in the kitchen. He could fix a garbage disposal. He could do some. He has some skills. What I'm saying is, even if you talk about skilled trade and you don't have the paper, at least we used to be able to do it. Now you can't get our young people to change a tire.
Once again, you're right, and they're going to die off. There's no doubt about it.
So we got our young women changing tires.
All of the agricultural industry is basically run by the Mexican immigrants that come across the border. If they sent all of those people who were illegal immigrants back to Mexico, the agricultural industry in America would completely collapse.
That's why nobody's doing it.
You can't get anybody to go out there work those fields.
And you're not going to get us out there to work the fields. And we're not going to work together to make it to get to where we're going.
Let them keep on bringing those gardens in the inner city. You'll see how people are going to work.
Yes, South Carolina.
Listen. If you're not going to work the field, and you're not going to get off your butt and work, guess what's going to happen to you?
You're going to die.
You know what Joe Biden said? Joe Biden said they're going to put you back in chains.
This is the catch here. They're paying them probably not even federal minimum wage. They're probably paying them $5 an hour, which that's why the laws need to change. If a prisoner gets out of prison and can't find another job, they should make them do those jobs so they won't be on the street trying to do some illegal activity.
Have you heard of ACLU?
So I agree with you, Civil Liberties Group. All those need to go away. But the thing is that they need laws need to be changed.
But remember, that goes back to what we were saying. Look at how this election is shaping around to where they want to control you. They want to give you a bunch of programs that don't hold you accountable.
But see, you're talking to the wrong person. Me, I'm thinking big business wants that to continue to happen. Because if you would have campaign reform, some of these laws would be changed or some of these laws wouldn't be going into effect because crony capitalism looks at making profit. So if they can hire more Latinos at a cheaper rate, and your policies are not going to reflect for the American people, that's what they're going to do.
You keep talking about campaign finance report. Exactly what would you like to have done?
I want all the billion-dollar – if the billion-dollar corporations, like $20 million was donated to Barack Obama, a healthcare industry back in 2008, and it was also donated to the Republican, McCain. So that means that they control on both sides. They're going to get their policy no matter what. You have to get big business out of the politician.
But you can't.
Can I say something?
I got to take a break. Go ahead. You say it during the break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Tracy on WFLM.
They have the same thing going on for years.
Well, see, 300 is the area's best and safest pre-owned vehicles. They're in the Stadium GM used car superstores. Mark them down and move them out sale. We've got back-to-school specials as low as $4.99. A great selection of tough trucks from just $9.99. Interest rates from 1.9, and best of all, a second-chance finance department that will make sure you get the credit you deserve. Take the short drive to the store where Zero Down delivers every day. The Stadium GM used car superstore in Salem.
Hello, I'm Linda Boland. I'm seeking your support to return as your Columbiana County Treasurer. For nearly a generation, you have honored me by allowing me to serve Columbiana County in positions of trust. I've worked hard to maintain your confidence, and I promise to continue to work hard to protect the families of Columbiana County. My name is Linda Boland, and I'd like to have your support for Columbiana County Treasurer on November 6th.
Paid for by Friends of Linda Boland, Thomas L. Boland, Treasurer.
Hi, my name is Joe Sonka,
and I'm running to serve as your Columbiana County Commissioner. I've been privileged to live in this community for almost 40 years, and I believe we need common sense, honesty, and energy in the Commissioner's office. I promise to work hard and will always tell you the truth. I'd be honored to have your support. My name is Joe Sonka, and I hope I can count on your vote on November 6th. Paid for.
Hello?
Yeah, is South Carolina there? South Carolina still there?
I don't know. I'm weird right now.
Huh? See, this is the thing. You know, Tracy said...
Hello, is South Carolina still there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I wanted to say something, South Carolina. Yeah, I think whenever we just reduce it down to... And you, let me say you're right first about this. You are absolutely right. Any brother or sister who's on top of their game as an individual, they're going to be able to maneuver in the system and do fairly well. I'm not going to disagree with you there. That's a matter of fact. But I think if that is the framework that you're saying, hey, so if everybody just get on top of your game and you're going to be able to maneuver the system, now you're talking – The culture sees that different from an individual, because now you're getting ready to tap into markets that are already accounted for when you're talking about business. You're talking about now redistributing contracts because you're starting to think a certain way, not as an individual but as a group. You're talking about organizing yourselves in associations. That's a red flag, man. It's not like everybody's going to say, go, black people, go. Y'all on y'all way, go, go, go. And I think if you believe that, man, I don't know what's missing there. If you think that's going to be the case.
Well, here's the thing about that though. There has been a group out there that was saying "Go Black People Go," and they did it for a long period of time. We just put them down and went in a different direction. We went ahead and accepted the fact that the government was going to give us, and we just instead of working towards a goal of being self-sufficient, we just said, okay, we got a safety valve. We can fall back on the government.
I'll tell you what I want to do. Me and you
fall back on the government.
And
all
that
happened during the Johnson administration.
Let's do some research together, South Carolina, because I think I've heard y'all keep saying this, like we had functional black communities and somebody came in selling snake oil and we said, let's screw the black community and let's go this route. You think that's simplistically what happened to the black community, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I really do. They sold out. They sold out for 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah. That's why I think the research comes in. When you add everything together, you tend to can get a holistic picture. But, brother, if you think that don't even sound like any logical person would do that. Have a well-functioning community with your economics in place, with your code of ethics, good marriages, teaching your own kids. Somebody come in or some group come with some snake oil and say, hey, we got a game plan that's even better than that. Y'all just follow us. And we just dropped everything. So, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
God.
That's what happened.
Well, the thing is,
but also, I think what you're leaving out of that is the fact that you didn't have any sort of community banks within the black community. You had the system of redlining, where blacks weren't even able to buy homes, like at one point in time. So the system was able to suppress any sort of independence in the black community for a long period of time. And they were told by the Democratic Party that these were the good white people that would get you a job in the public sector if you voted Democratic. So, you know, people, the black community was weaned away from being independent by...
And Jeff and Sticks in the studio, we've got a lineup inside of the chat room. We want you to give us a call. The number is 347-945-5229. It is 19 minutes after the hour, and I want to say this, and I'm going to not change the subject, but I want you guys to understand. I'm going to tell you the truth. General Motors went bankrupt, and Chrysler went bankrupt, and they were spun off to Fiat. And so don't get it twisted when you they jump them down when they said that, you know, let them go bankrupt. They went bankrupt.
The only difference was they superseded 200 years of bankruptcy law, and they put the union in front of the bondholders, so you had a whole bunch of people that had a whole bunch of money in their retirement plans, and they lost every penny of it.
And for those
redistributed wealth.
And for those of you who want to know why I came out and said that as my opening statement, is because the commercials here in Ohio say that Mitt Romney told him to go bankrupt, and it's like he wanted the auto industry to fail. And he didn't do anything about it, but Obama did, because they didn't go bankrupt. General Motors went bankrupt, and they did not pay their bondholders.
And they owe the U.S. Treasury $50 billion.
Hold on, Philadelphia. Wait until I call you up. Local call, your mic is on.
Hello.
Hi.
Can't hear.
But I remember the color community, as they were called, FX, had stores, barber shops, dry cleaners, everything. Something changed that years later, maybe Herman Jackson, maybe back in the day when they didn't have Jackson, that's all you could do was get together and have your. Otherwise, you wouldn't at all. But then once, like I said, affirmative action or whatever happened, changed that around. Now what you see is immigrants from other countries, like all the mom-and-pop stores now are Arab-owned. And whatever they're doing, when they come back, they get their store together. I used to ask my dad, I said, well, how come stores anymore? Like, the Arabs have their own stores. Everybody goes there and gets their groceries. And it's, so why don't they have that, or why don't the company have it anymore? He said because when you try to get a store, and he's seen people try to get stores that, you know, African-Americans, he said the suppliers kind of have to work together, or they give them a hard time getting their supplies, but then the white-owned, I don't know how they get their supplies, but they kind of have a hard time getting their supplies.
It's because they don't buy in enough bulk.
Let me say what happens in the honest story. Do you remember when we had Soft Sheen products and Carefree Curl?
I'm talking about when we had dry barbershop.
No. Do you remember when we had Soft Sheen products and Carefree Curl and World of Curls and all that? Remember that?
Madam Walker, yeah,
okay. Let me tell you a story. What happens? What happens with this is they don't. We have not learned how to collectively buy as bulk. Your Arab community, what they do is they'll have 15 cousins in one area, or in, you know, and the Koreans do the same thing. They will pool their monies together so that they would buy a truck and then redisperse it and buy from themselves. We have not learned that concept yet.
I could write down, and I don't buy the beer truck.
You know, no.
Buy the beer truck and the wine distributors, but I don't see the dairy much with them and the feed and all that.
You don't have to. You don't have to. They learn how to. Go ahead, Jeff. But they learn how to. They learn how to cooperatively buy. They also learn how to pool their resources. It's, and they learn how to buy from one another.
You have nowhere else to go. Hey, well, here's the one thing that I'll say. They don't stop you from buying a certain way. It's just that most people have been so removed from owning a corner store or a convenience store that they don't know how to buy anymore. And if they would learn from some of the Arabic guys out there, they would do just fine. Because what the Arabic people did to make their margins a little bit better was they created their own wholesale company. And they buy from themselves, just like Tracy said. But what happened, the reason why we don't have those things anymore, is the 1964 Civil Rights Law that let us go into eat at everybody's a lunch counter, shop at everybody's store, and we left our stores in our neighborhood in droves
who
and started
to do
buying
that?
At the mall, started buying at the big white stores that we thought were better. In other words, we took on the mindset that the white man's ice was cooler.
Who did
so
that,
therefore,
Jeff?
We started buying from them. And therefore, we ruined our own enterprises.
And I can tell you one thing that the immigrants, a lot of the immigrants will do, that native-born people won't do of all stripes.
Mm-hmm.
They will not. They'll go in, and the Koreans especially, will buy a store, and they will sleep in the back storeroom, 15 people in one room,
that's
until
right.
they get enough money under their belts.
Kerosene lamp.
Us native-born peoples will not. We ain't living like that.
As a matter of fact, if you go into a nail salon and see the Vietnamese, everybody work.
Yep.
Yeah, and two, it's a conspiracy.
A 6-year-old
anyway,
girl sweeping floors.
Absolutely.
It's a conspiracy. Anything once they go downtown and get their permits. Why aren't these Arab stores, as I see, like in Chicago or Korean? I don't see them in any white neighborhoods. So they can't set up shop in white neighborhoods, but they can get permits.
They do here.
They do.
Yeah,
here.
They're in the mall. They're in the mall
so,
here.
They do
they're
here.
Not in the mall. They're in the neighborhood.
They do here. They do here.
Not,
you have to realize.
You
no,
said
no,
in the
no,
mall.
No,
you said
no,
in the
no,
mall.
No.
Not in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah they're not. They're
no,
not.
Listen,
that's where the blinders come on.
Hold on. Listen. Let me tell you. They're in the white neighborhoods here, and they're smart enough to hire white people to put them inside.
And that's why I think these blinders, I don't know why we want to put these blinders on. Even if you see a couple of foreign stores in white communities, one, it's going to be minimal to little knickknacks and things of that nature.
That's right.
Have you
heard of 7-Eleven?
That's a knickknack store. That's what
yeah.
I said, knickknacks.
That's a franchise.
Listen.
Let me tell you this. Here in our area, that is absolutely not true. Because if we do the whole metropolis of Youngstown, Sharon, and Farrell, PA, and Boardman, Canfield, over to Warren, every neighborhood, period, has a Arabic or Indian stores and gas stations all over them.
Hold on, wait a minute. Sticks
right down the road from me, Barnett's right there.
Because
that's
they have their own forms of banking among themselves in their own.
That's the reason why
they're able to do that. That's not true.
Hold on. What were you saying, young lady?
Yes, I was saying the bar on ice is on market.
Go Saints.
Yeah, and they have almost like a complex. But what my father also told me was whenever back then now start like a little mom and pop store tries to get together, they come down on them, and he said it's the municipality. Like a local government, that he tried to start something, and he rolled by his stop at his house and said, "What do you want here? Or what do you have here going on?" So he had like a little thing back to the garage, and he was trying to start something, and they got all incorporated, and he had to go down. And,
absolutely.
You know, I bet you had zoning, right?
Yeah, but
not like that.
Some of his friends tried to start something, and they always come. They kind of lean more heavily on them to, like, little picky things, like, oh, well, this isn't the right straighter line than this. And little nitpicky things, like, oh, that's not straight enough. Turn it this way. And then I'm like,
yeah.
And then they get you with the little local tax lean heavily on you.
And how does your father vote?
Yeah.
Let me finish that statement.
But there is pooling of money in the Asian and
let me throw this into the mix. I gotta tell you how what you said, and Jeff was right.
Because I worked in that.
You have to understand. Do you notice, and for those of you who don't live here, listen in for just a second. Have you ever noticed that you can't get an African American elected state countywide here in Mahoning County? No, that's citywide. Have you ever noticed you don't even get one appointed? No, that's citywide.
City.
And the only reason why she's city is because the numbers are now are overwhelmingly African American in the city. Because if they were not, they would not be.
Jay Williams had lots of Republican support too.
You have to understand. You got to understand. We have allowed this. We allow this government. Have you ever noticed that you have never had an African American Democrat that has been elected statewide?
In Ohio.
In Ohio. Do you understand that they do not support white Democrats and do not support black Democrats?
The whole state a few years ago swept totally Democrat, and the two black Democrats who were running, Barbara Sykes, Ben Espy,
didn't win.
Did not win.
And see, they call Republicans racist.
But that's, I mean.
Hold on, guys, because she lives here. I want her to answer that. Do you understand that we have been indoctrinated locally to make sure that they are controlled and that we stay where we are? Do you realize that Youngstown and Warren are still in the bottom of the education pool and we're heavily Democrat? We've had black mayors and still nothing changes. We're still shooting up everybody like it's a business. We're still selling drugs on the street like it's a business and nobody's doing anything.
Zombie land. It's like everybody's anesthetized. Yeah, everybody's walking around like zombies. I'm like, I was from a big city, and I
couldn't see, but I thought I was in kind of a twilight zone or something. Mm. I was like, well, what's going on here? Do you look down in Columbus since you were down there? Do you notice you don't have a whole lot of black entrepreneurs in Columbus either?
That
nightclubs don't count.
You got a lot of black entrepreneurs in Columbus.
No, you don't. Not per capita. No, you don't.
No, not per capita.
Because
more than you have up this way.
Well, that's because of number, but we're talking about, but not proportionally based on the population of African Americans in Columbus. They don't even have a black owned restaurant in Columbus
anymore.
Okay.
They used to have plenty, though.
But they don't anymore.
Yeah, they
their
don't
politics, again, their politics are in the way.
Yeah, this is true.
And until we become politically savvy enough to know how to get things done, we will always be having this conversation.
One of the things.
You don't need a third party. You need to know because a third party won't work. You need to work in the parties that are there and know how to wheel them and turn them.
No.
No, you know what, sis? You're not really fighting the mob here so much because guess what? They need you. This is the thing. The Democrat Party cannot do here in Mahoning Valley, cannot do without your vote. But the problem is you have too many people selling you out every time and not asking for a doggone thing except maybe some people get paid. Okay?
Well, also
they get paid hold on, Philly. They get paid to lead you down this path of voting for Democrats all the time, but then when there's a judgeship comes up that should be filled and by a Democrat, you don't get it.
Jeff, and let me say this because I want to get this out. Right now in 2012, African Americans in the Mahoning Valley could make Barack Obama do a jig and they could make Mitt Romney sing rap. And we're too ignorant to know how to make it happen.
They'll just call me on the phone every day saying Joe Biden's going to be in town and Barack Obama was supposed to be here today. I don't know if he's here or not.
He didn't come.
And let me say this, and I love you guys having this independent party and need to have it. All you need to do is learn how to turn the wheels of the parties that are there to wherever you need for them to go.
Yeah, been there, done that. Hey,
no,
listen,
you ain't
done
it because
you,
yes,
if
yeah,
you had okay. done it, you would have had something
yes,
for
yes.
it.
Well, you did. If you go back and look, if you go back and look at the history of blacks in pop when we were the most sophisticated,
thanks,
you'll see how they played both parties and was able to get a little bit of chicken wing here and a chicken wing there. That's all history. It's already been
there. I don't know what history that is.
Let me speak to this issue of this moving up the hierarchy in the political system from local to county. Now, and Tracy's point of view, we can make Barack Obama do the jig and all that. Listen, what's behind both of those men are interest groups. So even if Romney do sing rap, if the white Republicans ain't interested in rap and that's not their interest, if you go that route and make him sing rap, you'll see once he gets in there, it's not his agenda anyway. It's those interest groups behind him, and they ain't interested
in rap. Sweetheart, you're
Democrat
not listening.
Democrat or Republican.
You missed my point.
So you can make Barack
all
Obama
money
that, just,
all,
just,
listen. All the money
gonna,
you no no listen
you know
no
all,
listen
no,
to what
you never let me in the coming years are the Latinos.
That's
listen
right.
to what that, the, let me ask you why.
Huh.
Why
do you
keep
why?
Bringing up Latinos right now? African Americans have the ability here in Mahoning County
to do what, Tracy?
To steer this whole election.
How?
By standing up and telling them I ain't gonna vote for your behind this time unless
you
give me some things that I want.
You don't talk to them. That ain't the president. The president don't determine the agenda.
Whoa. All politics are local, my good man.
Now
it
you want to go back local. Now you just
no,
said they can influence the national level. Now you want to go
local.
Back local.
You have no power structure unless you have it from the bottom up.
Yes.
You have none. So therefore, if you don't build on what you have, you have nothing.
Well,
so
make up your mind.
You don't give them your vote for the heck of it.
And what's happening is, and you look, if you take Barack Obama's analogy, because he's always talking about trickle up.
Which is stupid.
No, Jeff, hold on. He's right. Hold on.
Not in my
hold on. Let me finish. You're right. Money comes down, but votes go up.
Yeah, that's true.
And what happens is, if you understand how much power you have in your vote, you'll understand how to pull the money down to your community. And what we don't know is we don't know how to do that. So what we do is we want the money to go up, like it's going to happen that way, and it won't, and the votes to go down. And the money, what happens is they suppress us with special interest groups because we don't know how to wield the power of our vote. All the money in the world will not get you in if you cannot maneuver your vote.
Yeah, what I was going
to
finish saying about the county stuff before I got interrupted was when you look at the politics as it relates to the relationship between county governments and state governments, if you look at it like one of them funnels where it can be controlled, you can turn it left or turn it right, in the county governments are the last mechanism of which direction money is going to turn to get to the local level. It's where your county jails budgets is determined and all of those things of that nature. And that's why you don't see, if you go around in any state and go to the county where you think blacks can control the county, show me one. That's too much money that's determined funneling down from the state. You're not going to see no blacks controlling
over. You're missing my point. You're missing my point. We don't know how to turn the wheels of the political process.
You ain't got no hands on the wheel.
I don't need my hand on the wheel. All I need is oil.
Yeah, but at this
point, and you cannot. And right now, you cannot convince the people how much power they have. And right now, that's why we're sitting right now. They're sitting step and fetch it down there at the Cabela Center for Bill Clinton and Joe Biden to make sure that they can rally the troops up, start getting their neighbors out to try to get them to vote for them. And the reason why they're coming here is because it's important.
And do you realize?
But also, you know, I think at this point, if you look at the census figures, a lot of the establishment does not believe that you have the numbers to actually sort of determine a national election.
Sweetheart, no. What I'm saying is they're making sure you stay ignorant, that you don't understand that you can turn the wheels of an election.
I ain't never seen no Republicans passing out textbooks.
What do you mean?
Her
point was the Democrats want to see you ignorant, as if the Republicans don't.
Listen,
Go ahead, South Carolina.
Let me tell you something. In the state of South Carolina, it was a Republican government that established the first public education system in the United States. And that wasn't just for black folks. That was for white kids, too. 1869. That wasn't a Democrat idea. But what the Democrats did do, they established the Ku Klux Klan and wanted to keep black folks back, put them back on the farm. And then keep them ignorant. So come on now, let's be realistic about this thing, man. If you want to talk history, let's talk real history.
And it doesn't matter. It's the same thing goes there. One on the other needs your vote right now to make it in
exactly. Their
election so they can stay in power.
I will say this. The Democrats need the black vote because what has happened now, the Latinos have masterminded what you call the political game, and basically backstab Obama. They're not going to come out in the numbers that he thought they were going to come out for him once he gave them amnesty. So now he do need the black people to come out and vote for him. That's why I was looking at Bet TV, even though he was trying to not lean towards voting for Obama, thinking they're trying to go to a different philosophy and trying to make you like what you guys are doing, think for yourself, but even though they're still leaning towards Obama to make black people go out and vote for Obama.
Here's the thing. Your major populations of Latinos are in where? In Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California.
South Carolina.
Okay. Yes.
Hold on. Can any one of y'all show me any?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Go finish your point, South Carolina. I didn't miss it. I missed it. Go ahead.
Hey, that's where your major population centers are for Latinos. Okay. Now in Texas, which way are they voting? Texas is a state
Republican.
Program.
They're Republican.
It's a Republican state.
California is leaning Republican.
So what you got is
California is Democrat. It's Obama.
All the way Democrat.
California. Okay. Arizona and New Mexico.
Arizona's leaning Republican and New Mexico is leaning Obama.
What about Florida?
Okay. So you've got a split.
Florida's looking for the I-97 corridor.
Florida is a whole different. They're not Mexican. They're Hispanic.
They're Latino. Whole different dynamic.
Yeah, they're okay. Cubans. They don't
yeah,
like
yes, but you got to remember. You got to remember. Wait. You got to remember the Cubans are not legal. So to get
no,
what
Cubans,
even though they're
Cubans,
not
under,
legal,
under,
but
under
legal?
This organization.
I cannot
do it all at the same time. One at a time. Go. I think that was Chicago. You were going there. Weren't you?
Even if they don't particularly like Mexican Cubans, but they have a policy with this amnesty that Obama gave them, was a strategic move for Florida for those Cuban voters.
You don't have to worry about Cubans being illegals because of the strained relationship between the United States and Cuba. If you get here, we make you and take you in.
Yep.
So that's not an issue.
Can I say something to the issue of
Hold on. I got to let Philadelphia. Go ahead, Philadelphia.
All right. But under this organization that's called La Raza, they're attempting to consolidate the agendas of all of the Hispanics in this country.
Yes.
And what's going to happen is the Tea Party whites, the blue-collar whites, they may be shut out of certain sectors of the economy if the white birth rate stays at like a solid level and the Hispanic birth rate continues to rise.
They're going to make sure that
they're able to monopolize certain business enterprises in the
There's a dynamic in that you're not getting a hold of, and that is the fact that the whites and Hispanics will intermarry at way higher rates than blacks and whites.
You got a point there.
That's true.
That's what I keep on telling you guys. You got to understand about the integration of Latinos.
If
they come in and assimilate white.
If you've never been to Florida or you've never been to Texas or Southern California, you really don't understand the dynamic. And the dynamic is huge, and but the thing is the Cubans will never agree with La Raza.
No,
okay, because they have already.
But even
been,
in that,
you're cutting me straight off. A Cuban will not go for that situation. You know why? Because they came out of a socialistic country. They rode a doggone inner tube to get away from a socialistic, communistic country.
And they
they're not going back. They will kill first before they'll go
that's
back.
Right. The Cubans,
so you will not see that dynamic coming together.
Cubans are Republicans.
That's not what I was saying, that it was a socialistic. What I'm saying is that La they're consolidating. Is socialistic. I know, but what I'm saying is they're consolidating their community into an economic base the same way that the NAACP and the Urban League wanted to consolidate the black community into an economic base.
Look,
and that's the purpose of these organizations like La Raza and these other.
Hold on, baby, baby, sweetie, sweetie.
Is to make sure that the Hispanic buying
listen,
power is
but
able
but they're
to,
smarter than that. You gotta understand the Latino vote is smarter than that. They have learned from where they've come from, and they're capitalizing on where they're going. They know
yeah.
how to make sure that their name is always sitting at the table everywhere they go. The difference between La Raza and the NAACP, the NAACP was started by a white organization to control the black people.
Right, right. Now, that's true. Hey, now,
I got to – go ahead.
Okay, the thing for you and Jeff was y'all like to say this about they need your vote. Let me tell you the numbers that you can look at that really determine whether or not they need your vote. Go look at the income level of whites in general when there's when the president is a Democrat or a Republican. When you say they need your vote, mean politics is about resources.
No, it's about votes.
Can I say this, Dan?
If that's going to be true, my friend,
listen to me real quick. Guess what? Then so should black vote for a Republican, because African Americans do better under Republicans all the time, statistically. If I wish Pianchi was on here, he had that statistic for me, and I don't know what I did with it. But they always do much better, and they don't realize it because they're always told they're not doing any better.
And let me throw this into the mix, because this is what I have to understand. The money that comes into an election, you pay for the votes. You got to understand how this works. Money pays for votes. Money pays for airtime. Money pays for buses and air flights and people and staffers and on the ground and signs and all that. That's what money pays for, and money pays to engage the bottom line to get people out to the polls. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the votes, you're still not in office. Now, when I get in office, if I keep that electorate ignorant, that electorate won't know what to do with the votes, and then my money will engage the process to make it do what I want it to do. Because those two things that you got to have when you're running for office, that's money
yeah.
and votes. And right now, votes are being cast, but no one's asking for anything, and the money that is engaging into the process is steering the ship. If those people who are casting the vote really understand how to oil the wheel, to turn it in their direction, they can actually turn it. They both keep you ignorant on that behalf.
But it's too
because
late.
Trust me.
I mean, the election is in 8 days. Black folks don't get any policies for their vote.
That's
so,
what I'm saying.
Mean, the Latinos, Hispanics,
they're
going to
get there.
They already got it before the election even happened. With them.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
So I mean, you know, they don't care who gets elected now. So, I mean, to be honest, the black people are not organized anymore. And the thing is, the people that sold black people out, like Jesse Jackson, Sharpton, and the rest of them, you know, they're going to cater to whoever got the money that's going to pay them.
That's the
or they
issue.
Think they can get
but
something
but
out
this
of
is
it.
The issue. The problem is our vote is being sold, and we're not getting anything from the selling of our vote. But that is the issue. Your vote is automatically being sold. That's why they're here.
Your black pastors are selling your vote to the Democrat Party.
But is your vote going to be the deciding factor in
yes.
the national election?
No.
Yes. Yes, it will be if you use it.
But you don't know how to wield. You don't have to wield the power of your vote.
Do you realize how many new African Americans voted in 2008?
And they're trying to get the same base out today.
Yeah, but the majority of the African-American population is concentrated in the Southeast.
part of the United States.
Man, come on, sweetie.
Even
you can't have a hold on. You can't have Ohio as a swing vote and not think the swing is swinging in the state of Ohio. And where did that swing happen? That swing happens in your urban settings.
Tell Washington, D.C.
Tell
New York
City
in
a lot of the urban settings,
and they'll laugh at you, Ophelia.
You got to understand what's happening here.
The Electoral College is driven by the large rural or large urban areas. And if they can get the vote out in the three C's and Youngstown and Akron, the Big Eight.
And
Obama can take it.
And what we say is it's not about winning, because we know that the Dems are going to win the Big Eight. The question is by what margins will they win? Because that's why Beatrice told them in 2008 that he was going to get 80%, and he fell far short. You remember that? No, it was 2010 when Kasich.
Yeah.
He said he was going to get 80% for Strickland in the Mahoning Valley. That tells you right now that the numbers
Beatrice,
count.
I don't even stay in your area.
New York.
Beatrice, he was on CBS trying to bust people to go and vote. I bet you that's the most work he done did since he's been in office.
Who was that?
He said Beatrice.
Chicago.
Oh.
No, who did this? Who busted people?
I saw something on CBS News. It was Beatrice.
Beatrice. He's busting people. Beatrice, he's the party chair, and he got a van that he didn't pay for, and somebody's getting a lot of money for the van to make sure
people
come
and go. Probably the most work he's done so far since he's been an officer.
No, he's done more than that. What he does is make sure that they get all of it together, because we're not getting anything for it. He will, but they won't. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but you mentioned how the Electoral College vote is determined by the populace in the major cities. On the East Coast, you have a reverse migration that's happening because a lot of the older inner-city neighborhoods are being gentrified, where the white urban professional class is moving back into the city, and they're raising the rents and the property taxes on people. They can't afford
to live. That ain't got nothing to do with Electoral College.
But what I'm saying is the African-American population is starting to diminish in the major urban areas. You don't have as many black people who are living in like a town like a Boston or
don't.
New York City or
Listen,
Philadelphia
but
or
so
D.C.
Sweetheart,
as you used to.
Sweetheart, if you look at what you just said, now I want you to understand what you just said. Philadelphia is going Obama.
Yeah.
D.C. is going, hold on. D.C. is going
Obama,
and Boston, as racist
unions.
As they are, they're going Obama.
Yeah, but the reason why Philadelphia and D.C. may go Obama is because of the influence of the labor unions in the East Coast cities.
But
it's not going to be primarily because of the African-American population, because the African-American population is starting to dwindle because of the process of them starting to gentrify these cities. And they're starting to move the lower-income African-Americans out of the city.
No.
Did you hear that one up?
Who was the lady that came on the program Sticks not too long ago, and we talked about how they were –
Corey. Yeah, Ms. Corey.
And we talked about how – Agenda 21 and how they're trying to control the populace and make sure that everything stays into certain groups so that they can actually count on you.
Yeah.
What I'm saying to you is
that the process of gentrification in the urban cities is a very real process. It's happening
on a continual basis.
Lower-income African-Americans are being pushed out of the metropolitan areas, and they're being encouraged to move into the South.
Why?
You find a lot of people moving down south.
But you're changing the subject, sweetheart. This ain't got nothing to do with the Electoral College.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you said that the delegates that go to the Electoral College are determined by the population centers that you find in the major metropolitan areas.
Listen,
all you have to do is go look at
All
you have to do is go look at the election map by county for Barack Obama last time.
The Electoral College is coming out of your congressional districts, but you have to understand the Electoral College is by the state. Right now, it's Ohio is the. However Ohio goes, the election will go.
Yeah.
That's where everybody's focusing in on. And what I'm saying is the urban areas of this state do not know how to wield their power to get what they need at the end of the election.
Well,
that's the issue.
But if you're talking about the African American populations in those urban areas, that population is not as significant as you think it is.
Not in ours. Doc, you have no idea what you're talking about. And I you come with some very good views sometimes, but that is just absolutely not true. Not correct whatsoever. There are areas of gentrification. Guess what? Cleveland gentrified a whole neighborhood called the Huff area. They totally. Listen. They moved them out. But guess what? They still got enough people in there where the blacks are the majority in certain districts of the city. They did not move them out far enough, and they just would go from one area to another. And, you know, you're not seeing things correctly. Where we're killing ourselves is that we are killing our babies at an alarming rate out there, number one. We're also murdering ourselves in the street by huge numbers a year as well, and you're wiping out your potential by wiping out your black male youth. That's who's getting killed out here, and they're getting killed on purpose. Check out Agenda 21 for real. These people mean to get rid of people.
There's Project 21 that you need to watch. You need to watch MAFA 21, and you need to read Agenda 21. And if you get all those three, you'll find out where you're going. But in this upcoming election starting on next Tuesday, if you see what's really, really happening, it will blow your mind. Go ahead, 901.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You know, this election coming up, I tell you what's going to happen to come November the 6th, you know, you're going to have a lot of voter fraud taking place, a lot of scheming to see it. That is exactly what's going to happen. And let me tell you why it's going to happen, because Obama is in trouble among independents, Hispanics, especially the Jewish voters.
I agree.
He's in absolutely trouble. This president has not kept any of his promises of any significance, especially when it comes to job growth and creating jobs and the promises that he made to all of his constituents. You know, he broke his promise with the Hispanic community about immigration policies his first year. He spent most of his time on the golf course, didn't have time to even propose any kind of plan. And then it's been 4 years now. There's no annual report on welfare and dependency about how many people are on it, why they're on it. 4 years, we have no report, and that's by law. I don't know what people are going to expect to happen come November the 6th. This president has been indicted by the American people because of his failed promises and policies. Has nothing to do with race.
But tell me this.
We agree.
We agree, but why is it that you're saying that other people are saying that, but African Americans won't come out and ask a question when they're being hit the hardest?
Because I think, you know, and their unemployment rate among them, especially African American in 18-25, 34% coming out of college. But I think because they're in shock. I mean, they don't want to turn against a brother. Let's just put it straightforward. They don't want to portray, you know, a brother in the office. So they're going out there in full-fledged ignorant mode and voting for Barack Obama, regardless of the fact that blacks have been disproportionately hurt the most by his policies.
Where are you from, man? Yeah, where are you calling from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, listen, I'll be back here tomorrow at 12 noon. Come back and hang out with us again. But I got to do it. I'm at the end of my day. You're listening to Tracy and Friends, WSOM AM 600. I want to thank everyone that called in, everyone that listened in. Jeff, I'll see you on tomorrow. 6 for things are coming in. We'll be in here Wednesday. We'll see you on tomorrow at 12 noon. God bless you and have a good day.
To Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY in friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Crane on top of a building